Welcome back to episode 34 of the best podcast in the UK.
Yeah, baby!
Wait, what was that last bit?
No, nothing. It's right.
Thank you, Chris. Out of all the podcasts that you've been on, you believe that with your entire heart.
Yes. I'm trying to think how many I've been. Maybe three. Thank
you. What podcast have you been on so far?
No invites back, but maybe this is the first one.
Yes. No, we do. We have yet to actually have a guest come back onto the podcast. So maybe you'll be the first.
We'll look at the numbers.
Yeah.
We'll crunch the numbers.
We have messaged Ollie Ball 5 times asking please come back.
Please, Ollie.
Also, it's not because of you that people haven't returned. It's they're not coming back.
Olivia Neal as well. To be fair, she's gone back to her home country. But we are still waiting for John to get in contact.
Yeah, Olivia owes us, man, because we set John and her back up.
So we bring this up every podcast.
Olivia, but if you're watching.
You're on Fraud Watch now. Yep. You're officially on Fraud Watch because guess what? We want John on the pod. The people are asking for it. We demand it, but we couldn't get John. So we're here with Chris MD.
Yes.
The big MD.
Yes.
M Dizzle.
Yeah. I've got a question. And it's a very immature question. And I'm 90% sure you've answered this 100 times. Okay. But what is the MD part of your name? And did you know that it had drug connotations when you made it?
At the time, I don't actually think I... So my YouTube channel used to be called Sir Chris 2010. It was my name and my name backwards and then my name and then 2010. And I was like, you know, when I'm big and famous and people are shouting that in the street, it's not going to sound that cool. Yeah. So I thought I'd change it to Chris MD. And I wasn't aware of the drug connotations. At the time.
Okay. And now that you're aware of it, have you ever actually tried MD?
I actually haven't to this day.
Yeah.
But you know, never say never.
Exactly. Yeah, so. You know what? If England win the Euros, never say never.
I did not know we were starting with these kind of questions. Yep. Not look at me. Well, he's come on the fellas podcast thinking, you know what? It's probably not going to be that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You've just started
question,
off with,
do you take hard drugs?
Hard drugs. You done them or not?
Yeah, well, Chip, we don't need to ask you any of those questions because the Euros is on, and obviously, Chris, your whole channel is very football intense and very football oriented. You actually just did a thing with Gareth Southgate.
I did, yes.
Explain what exactly that was, because me and Chip have absolutely not done our research and watched that yet, but it is on our queue.
I know who Gareth Southgate is.
But it is in our queue. It is in our queue to watch.
Do you use the YouTube?
Yeah, of course, man.
All right, explain. What did you do?
So basically, YouTube. So it was a YouTube original series. I feel like I'm just promoting this now. Like,
you're
welcome.
Okay, promo.
But yeah, YouTube. It was a YouTube originals, and so Southgate was doing the series with them, and they came to me and said, like, do you want to be involved in it? And then it sort of changed into like hosting it halfway through and presenting it. Yeah. So
do you get a paycheck increase for that?
I can't confirm. Yeah. you know how it is. But yeah, it was really, really good. Like, spent literally a day just spending time with him and interviewing him. He's honestly so, so nice. Like, you can tell it from the documentary, just like the way he talks to people. He's just really articulate. And like everything he says, you're kind of like mesmerized by what he's saying.
Got away with words.
Yes, yeah, and can just speak so well. And then like we chatted a few times about like mental health and stuff like that off camera, like not even for
the
shoot and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Because like, you know, it's one of those shoots where you've got directors and producers and they're sort of like chatting between themselves about what's the best thing to do. And me and Southgate are just sort of making small talk there.
Yeah, while they're waiting to be like, this is the next shot. You're there like, so.
Yeah, so I need to rely on my social skills now to talk to the England manager. But it was actually like,
so wait, you're telling
really
me you talked about mental health off screen. So during that time, we're like, so depression.
You look depressed in the England job at the moment. That's for legal reasons. That's not how the conversation went. Yeah. But yeah, but honestly, it was really cool. Like, it was so open to talking about everything. So,
but
yeah,
the main question is, and everyone wants to know this: why is he not starting Grealish? You asked him. Right?
I mean, but we did just beat Croatia 1-0, so maybe.
Did you drop a little Grealish bomb in there?
What's that?
Did you drop a little Grealish bomb?
I didn't. Anything? I was too scared. One of the producers was like,
don't ask.
Aaron Cresswell, you know, got most points in FPL season. Is he going into the England squad? And Gareth, he's just walked straight out.
So. Really?
He didn't even comment on it.
He laughed it off, you know. But like, that was the only person that asked anything about the England squad.
Really? I was going to say, did you get any like low-key hints before that made you think, okay, well, he's definitely not getting, or he is 100% nailed on, like, besides the obvious character?
he didn't let anything slip.
Really? Okay.
He's on his shit. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Game plan was tight.
Unfortunately, no little tips on that
no
one.
No little tips. Did he speak like high highly of any players that you were sort of surprised by? You're like, oh, he actually, or you were like, oh my God, he clearly really rates Bellingham or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't ask him about specific players because like, you know how it is. They're just not going to let you ask anything about that. Yeah. And I didn't just try and like slip anything in at the time. You know, just
did
like,
you not so tell him I'm going on the Fellas podcast when this drops? I need the inside scoop.
I need some interesting stories.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't really ask him any juicy questions, unfortunately.
So the whole, is it classed as like a documentary?
Yeah. So there was the main thing on his channel and then they wanted me to do like behind the scenes. So I was like filming stuff here and there. But the documentary was like, I did voiceovers for it and stuff and it came out as like an actual
Were you happy with how it thing. Came out?
Yeah, honestly, like it's terrifying when you're not editing it because you don't know how it's going to come out.
There
are a couple of lines that you look at and you're like, I could have done that better, but...
It was good.
It happens.
And
you should watch it sometime. Yeah.
Well, everyone should actually watch it. And what are the main topics? You mentioned mental health there.
So he talked about it was like so there was women's football and how that's come across in the last like the leaps and bounds that's had in the last 5 years. Yeah. There was what was the other thing about mental health? So there's a football team. This guy set up these two guys set up a football team promoting mental health and getting people to like get involved in football.
You know, while we're on the Gareth Southgate topic right now, we need to discuss the Euros and get that out the door early. So obviously me and Chip in the last one, the one thing I did say is I hope I don't see Sterling starting.
That's crazy because I've always been the biggest Raheem Sterling fan. No, we were. Screaming, get Sterling off. Even funnier, I've dropped a tweet saying, right, Grealish for Sterling now. It's
30
time.
Seconds.
We're talking 30 seconds later, Sterling scores. My entire Twitter just goes, delete. Delete. I've replied saying, delete, always rated him.
Yeah.
The best thing about that is your first reaction to the goal was to turn around and go, that's staying up. That tweet is staying.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, I respect that so much.
It's got to stay up.
Is it still up?
No, it's still up right now. You can go and see if you want.
Did it bang?
And then I tweeted afterwards again saying, Sterling been classed from the first minute.
I'm not going to lie, though. I think in that game, apart from the goal and a couple of little bits, Sterling was very poor.
Oh, he had a shocker. No, he was.
Obviously,
I'm still classic,
you know, like, broadcasting thing of just give man of the match to the player that scored, but like,
is that who got man of the match?
I'm pretty sure I saw
Sterling.
Because I kept seeing
like 7 or 8 of the England squad ahead of Sterling. I'd have said, like, obviously he scored the goal, and so you know that's what football's based on results. But like, I thought he had a bit of a stinker apart from that.
Yeah, I
tell you what, if he didn't score that goal, he was getting hounded on social media because he did not drop. He didn't play a good game. Let's be honest.
No. Like, I hadn't actually heard that he'd got the MBE a few days before, right?
Yeah.
And so like when they said like Raheem Sterling, like MBE as he scored, I was like, you've like just assumed that he's getting an MBE after that goal? Like, that seems like really presumptuous.
Imagine that's the criteria. You just have to score at Wembley and you're etched in the book.
I'd be fine with that for the record, I think.
What do you get, by the way? Good. An MBE, that's not a sir, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
So what is an MBE? You just get your like a Raheem Sterling MBE.
I couldn't tell you. All I know is Sterling and Rashford have got one. So
I've got one. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So member of the British Empire.
Damn.
Which,
you get paid for a reason, fella, and you're doing a great job.
Do you know what though? I had heard that Skepta had been offered one. I think there was a lyric in his bar. A lyric in one of his songs, and he said like, "Oh, I got offered the MBE, but I declined it."
Why?
Yeah, I think it was him. I might have got my facts mixed up. But yeah, anyways, it's not uncommon for people to decline them and turn them down because it's very much like there's a lot of controversy around it and it being like considered, you know, part of like the royals and a lot of people don't believe in the royal family.
Do you remember like back in the day, there was like a big thing going around David Beckham saying he was like doing all his charity work just to get knighted?
Yes.
Do you remember that? There was a lot of articles. I'm not saying I agree with this, by the way.
It was like a speculation.
People were coming out and saying, you know what, you know, there's room. I think there was an email. Actually, no. There was an email or something sent from one of David Beckham's team or maybe even himself about, you know, the knighthood that they were trying to achieve
secure
for David Beckham.
Wow.
So that literally sparked so much. Like,
does he have
a bit of outrage? No, it's not Sir David
He's
Beckham.
Not
no,
Sir.
It's not, is it? I think after
the
that.
The way you said it, it sounded like, David, you've been like building shelters for people. Like what drives you forward? it's just the
NBA.
Alex Ayer to do a double check on that. Can come back to us with it. But it is quite a little bit of a juicy bit of info.
Yeah. To be fair, you would think David Beckham, who was also a huge part in one of the campaigns to get the World Cup to England. And I remember when we were almost expected.
That was when Qatar got it, right?
Or
was
Qatar? It was Qatar, because this was done ages ago,
yeah,
right?
It would have been when Qatar
was decided, and everyone was like, "Yeah, that England are going to win it." Supposedly David Beckham had put on a masterclass of like a campaign for it.
I remember this.
And then we ended up, and they were like, "And the World Cup is going to be in Qatar," and everyone went, "What?"
Honestly, we have been completely robbed of that World Cup.
I mean, we literally got 0 points in Eurovision, so I don't think we're getting a World Cup.
They just don't like
us. Does Eurovision really count if England can't host a World Cup? What's the correlation there?
Which just everyone hates us, especially more than
they
did 5 years
ago. Yeah, but it's still a great place to have a,
But that doesn't matter, bro. Money talks. That's why it's in Qatar.
I know. That's crazy.
That's all you can't drink. You
know, isn't it Qatar where they're building a bunch of new stadiums and a lot of people
died.
A lot of construction workers have died.
There's been about 1,500 people.
That's outrageous.
But to be fair, you look into it and it's not like stuff has fallen on people. It's like secondary sort of like links. So it's not quite. The headlines, I might be wrong on this, but when I read about it, it wasn't like literally people have died firsthand, I think, in this.
Well, they're working, like they're doing like tough work in crazy heat, right?
Yeah. Mate, that's the problem, is that they're having to now move the World Cup to the winter
December.
Time.
What's that going to be like?
How the hell does that even work, man?
I'm happy because you get a World Cup, what? Wait, no, actually 6 months later.
Christmas time World Cup.
Yeah, but I mean, that's going to be an experience. Has that ever happened before?
No, definitely not. But when there's that much money involved, they make it happen.
Yeah.
Boys, I do have BTS Sites has come through with a couple of the stuff about David Beckham's messages, and they come from him himself. Beckham allegedly called the United Kingdom's Honours Committee unappreciative.
Pagans.
The athlete also reportedly let his feelings on awards lesser than a knighthood known, stating, "Unless it's a knighthood, fuck off."
That is what a boy. Unreal. What a boy. Honestly.
Oh my
unless
God.
It's a knighthood, don't fucking message me,
yeah,
you wallops.
I don't want it. MBE, fuck off.
That is unreal, you know. That's so good. Could you imagine if Sterling just turned around and went, "It's not a knighthood, fuck off."
I feel like that being Leeds is like completely butchered his chance.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Quite some time, maybe when he's 70.
I think it would have already happened, to be honest. He is such an iconic
figure.
Well,
maybe if Inter Miami goes absolutely crazy. But it's not even
maybe
in the
that's
same
in the US.
Yeah, but it's a person from UK. Like, it's like, I don't know if that would even count.
Nah, waffle, bro. That's not happening.
Yeah.
He's gonna have to do a bit more charity work to secure that.
Is that what it is? You have to do stuff for our country to receive the knighthood?
Yeah, probably. Like,
well, he was on a Friends reunion the other day, so he's... You know,
was he actually
going for the American knighthood now, really?
Wait, what? Is there an American awards of
some sort? I don't know. That's why I said American knighthood.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
Right? I swear to God, Donald Trump gave like Little Wayne something. I swear he
just pardoned him and went, "You know what? Out of jail. I'll rate your music."
He did it to loads of people just before he came out of office. He just went and pardoned like a bunch of top rappers.
Lil Wayne, he said, "Legend of the game, you're done. Get out of there."
I swear Bobby Shmurda came out early doors as well.
Nah, Bobby Shmurda actually was meant to be getting out every single year for the past 5 years. All I would see every December, Bobby Shmurda's coming out. But now he is out.
But now he's actually out. Yeah, it's good. Free Bobby Shmurda. Oh, he's freed now, so it's okay.
I tell you what, just before we leave that, have you guys ever watched those videos where artists that are up and coming have to perform their songs in front of the board? So Bobby Shmurda, right?
No, it's not the board.
It's the record label, but the higher ups, right? So you're talking a room like with a big meeting table in the middle. We're talking, let's just say,
high level execs.
You know, like 40, 50 year old white people all sat in this room. You got Bobby Shmurda rapping about drugs and guns, and he's screaming it. It's on his own. The instrumental might even be playing off a mobile phone, and you've just got Jerry and Stacey just nodding heads like.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's so good.
He's essentially having to sell his album to these
execs. Not his target audience whatsoever.
It's horrific. It's awful.
It's the most awkward experience ever.
Soccer moms and stuff, like proper vibe.
Yeah. Back to the Euros. Like England, we're bringing it home now. We got the win over the people that knocked us out of the World Cup. So I just don't see any other scenario other than us winning. I might even do what every guy named Phil in a country has already done and got a tattoo saying Euro winners 2021. Yeah,
you want to get the heart with a sword through it and the snake wrapping around it. Yeah. Then you want to get the lion just above.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I literally had a video idea about that. I was planning to go around to YouTubers and people I know and basically say, like, here's an amount of money to get England Euro 2020 winners.
Have you not done that?
Well, I'm going to.
I just want to let you know my price would not be high.
Hopefully your baker's not watching this. Well, sorry?
My price would not be high.
Yeah. How much?
How much would you genuinely like on a like no troll?
Okay,
bro.
Chris, I'm going off previous knowledge of what your budget have been in videos.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be 10,000 because that's too much.
I'll take seven.
£7,000
No, but if that's just starting off,
I'll meet you halfway. Fine, I'm going no lower. I'm going no.
You know what?
No lower.
I'll meet you at two.
I'll get it on my thigh as well.
On your thigh. All right.
I guess placement definitely plays
into
it.
You're gonna struggle to find someone that's gonna get it somewhere very noticeable.
No, I mean, no, you're
thighs,
not.
Yeah, I don't.
You reckon?
Think, but mate,
what? Someone gonna whack it on their forearm?
For 100 quid, they'll do it, mate.
Oh God, yeah, but it's going to YouTube as well.
Yeah, I don't know. If you went to the public, then I feel like yes.
Yeah, yeah, but it's YouTubers,
surely
right?
You got to go to the public as well to fill out the video here because you're gonna really struggle with YouTubers doing it.
Yeah,
I want it in cash.
Chris MD videos.
Okay, I'll take half in cash.
You do have.
We'll talk.
You do have that reputation though as the man that it never just pays. Won't pay.
Never pay.
No, it's because I had a Jersey bank account. And it's really difficult to get money out over here now. Uh-huh. So you.
So what happened to bank transferring?
every time I see Theo at the moment, he goes to me. You know what? He goes, I got paid the other day after winning one of Carl's videos, £1,000 or whatever, much it was. He's like, well, Chris MD. It's been months.
That's because Theo beat me in the FPL league.
Yeah,
and has been the rudest human being to me on this planet since then.
He has disrespected
and
you.
And so many messages
have
been written in the group chat and deleted as I've been like, he's not one of Chris.
Yeah, but as it stands, we've got a Euro fantasy. So Chris, time for revenge, I think.
Hopefully.
Personally.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chris is at the time of doing this still at the bottom of that as well.
It's only been 4 days though.
Thank you.
He's got
a lot of players left, so
we don't want to talk too much about fantasy because we are very early doors. But yeah. Again, what we've done, what we have done, is the same as the previous FPL. But we have got two new members. We've got the addition of Bazingagram and Road to Shot as well has joined in. But this time, the way it's working is that the bottom two. Again, we'll be paying for a dinner, but the winner chooses where that dinner is. Now, there has been a very clear statement that says no restaurant west of of Leicester Square. And to anyone that doesn't live in London, that essentially means no Mayfair restaurant. So we can't get absolutely fleeced. But right now, Chris is in the hot seat.
I was gonna say, which sounds again. Good to the two losers.
I will
of the
just say there is a Nobu in East
you.
London. I'll leave that there.
Yeah, there is a Nobu, but ultimately you'll probably get vetoed out of that anyways. Yeah. But you do a lot of work with footballers, like you said. You've done the Gareth Southgate stuff. You know what? We actually both—I've told the story once on here before as well—is we both did a video with Cristiano Ronaldo, which was amazing. Are you all right, Chip? What the fuck are you doing?
I thought I just unplugged my mic. I was checking. Sorry, boys.
Just pushing the table.
Yeah,
for
Yeah, sorry about
there.
That, boys.
But yeah, you've done a video with Cristiano Ronaldo. You've done actually two. See, that was the difference between you and me.
One of us got invited back, so.
I don't know why, by the way, because my video was absolutely class. You showed some Sunday League goals, and what did you do, like 10, 15 mil views? Mine sitting on like 3.
I literally just talked at him for about 6 minutes, and then one of the background staff was like, you're going to actually make your video at any point, and then pushed me along, and 50 million views later, you know.
Is it on 50?
No, 15. Oh, I think it's actually on 20.
That is maybe outrageous. 19, 20.
How long was the video?
Seven minutes, maybe.
Oh, was that under the 10-minute threshold?
Yes, but it got claimed by FIFA inside the first day because I used some footage.
Well, that's your own fault, you stupid
idiot.
It
was stupid.
So 50 million views, £0.
Yeah, but to be fair, I think to buy FIFA footage, it is in the like tens of thousands of pounds anyway, so I wouldn't have made much money back.
Or just not use that
shot of Ronaldo's foot kicking a ball. I didn't even show above his knee, you know?
Is that actually what it was?
I think so. I showed him celebrating and him kicking a ball. Or like it was some player's boots kicking a ball and it got taken.
And they were like, yeah, no, that's ours. Yeah,
they've manually seen that and they've gone, we are not, we know this is going to bang. We're not letting that happen.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then, you did that for the first one and it was actually, was the second one for the fragrance as well?
Yeah, it was for a new fragrance that he did.
Yeah, so we both got invited originally for the first one to promote like his fragrance. I don't know if you got it though, because we weren't, funny enough, like we were almost shunned away. So we were shoved in a back cupboard, right? I'm not even joking. So Cristiano Ronaldo's like out in front of his fragrances and stuff doing it. And they literally told us, like, you are not allowed to be in that area. And I'm thinking, fine, put us off to the side. They said, no, there was a kitchen used by the staff in the back. They just shoved us in the kitchen and they were genuinely like, you cannot leave this kitchen. We were shoved in there like cattle.
I wouldn't even call it a kitchen. It was a cupboard that had tables with like, you know, plates of food on it.
Yeah.
And I just remember bringing Shannon there and her name wasn't on the list. So they were like, you have to stay locked in this cupboard for the entire time. So she didn't come round when we actually filmed or anything. She was just
Sounds like Harry Potter under the stairs. We shut you in.
Yeah, it was nuts. We were both in there. And then I was there like, oh, I'd quite like to watch Chris do his filming.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get a sort of, you get to see what the vibe is.
Were you really not watching? When...
Bro, the first time I saw your video was when you uploaded it.
I had no idea. I thought you watched the whole thing.
No, bro.
I got stuck to watch your video.
Really? Yeah. Mate, they had locked me in that cupboard there with Shannon. And we both just sat there. We're just like, we didn't really know each other that well, kind of weird that we were just locked in a cupboard together. but I think you went first, and then afterwards, and did you, so in my one, the lady kept hounding me to promote the fragrance. Did you get that at all?
No, they were quite helpful with mine because I just waffled for so long, and then she was like, you've got 1 minute left, just show him the footage. And so like that actually helped me. But yeah,
so do you know what, I know what's happened here.
Just liked me.
No, what happened here was you'd done your video with him and they've gone, we didn't quite get enough promotion in that, so we're gonna take all the promotion that should have been in Chris's and we're gonna add it on even extra to Cal.
Oh god, I remember telling me about this.
That is all, honestly, going first is the best. When me and Simon filmed with the Man City people in Abu Dhabi, we had 20 minutes for the shoot. I took about 15, Simon had 5. Honestly, it's the best because you can just run over and just stiff.
And the second person always gets finessed.
Yes, because it's cut off time.
And you're just thinking, Simon, I'm sorry, Phil, but this is my video now. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
How was that trip to... So, by the way, I would argue that that is one of like the craziest things to be invited on. So if you could just explain to the people what trip we're talking about here.
Yeah, so in 2017, me and Simon got taken out. Man City I think it was when they had no fixtures because like they'd gone out of the FA Cup or something, and there was like an international, it wasn't an international break, but there were some fixtures that weren't going on, and they went out to their Abu Dhabi like Etihad thing, like the big training place they've got there,
like a complex out in Abu Dhabi.
Proper complex that they had, like Man City complex out there.
Wait, so it's actually made for them? Yes. It wasn't like they had just like taken over a different football club.
I'm pretty sure they literally have a training compound out in Abu Dhabi.
Oh my god.
And we stayed in, what was it called? It was called like the Emirates Palace. And so we stayed, that basically they were bringing us out to go in the private jet that City went in. Not private jet, it was a big fucking
plane. But it was
plane.
Private for big, you guys.
Yeah, a private, massive plane.
Yeah.
And so the City squad, like, they're in first class. Me and Simon are in business, and there's just like a curtain between us and them.
So
and
keep separating the peasants. So
yeah. As long as they didn't have to see us, then it was fine. But like, it was weird because usually when you go on a shoot like that, you know, there's the YouTubers and there's the footballers. But this was like City literally treated us like the footballers.
Yeah.
So it was just insane. And then
what were the footballers like to you? Did they sort of engage in that dynamic, or did they look at you and go, who are these little neats?
This curtain was in the way. Like, so they didn't really see us unless they walked to the toilet and back. We were like, all right, that's fine.
Kevin, you fancy coming to the pisser?
Yeah. And then, I don't think Kevin really spoke to us after getting Rabonad in the face in the shoot in that video. But I remember I filmed with Yaya Toure. He went past when they were getting the... Yeah, so one of the weirdest experiences was us all standing around like the luggage belts you get at airports, and there's like Aguero and Pep just like taking their suitcases off the carousel. But that's when Yaya Toure came up and he's like, all right, Chris, how you doing?
That's actually sick.
He remembers my name, which is quite cool. That whole experience was like, just we were treated as the footballers. And I remember going to the hotel and you couldn't order some of the stuff off the menu because they'd set it up like it was a footballer's room and they don't allow the footballers to order like fries or like burgers or something.
No way.
So yeah, there's only certain things you could order. But yeah, the day was just mental. It's crazy.
And so then from there, you were over there. And were you just told, guys, just sort of hang out, have a good time while you're here? Or was it like, okay, you guys have been brought here to do this, this, and this. Once you've done that, you know, what was the vibe? Because you filmed your video, and this is where there's a super viral clip of Simon raboning it, hitting it off the bar, and then it whacks Kevin, who was in goal, Kevin De Bruyne, in the face, and that went like mega viral.
Yeah, it's outrageous, like the best midfielder in the world, and Simon just hit him in the face,
clapped him in the face.
But it was literally like, we've flown here for 20 minutes, do whatever you like, apart from that. It was like a holiday, but just,
that's amazing.
It's stupid. Like, I think it takes a few years until you look back and you're like, how did did we scamp that?
How
did we manage to make these people think that we were worth that? It worked.
Didn't it take a while as well for you to, like, so when you get the footage to upload it, I swear, I remember speaking to Simon, because it was
there was some audio issues.
Hit De Bruyne in the face, and I swear that it took so long that City ended up uploading it.
City uploaded it before, because I think I just had less of a life than Simon around that time. Yeah. So like I sat there and sorted out all the audio and stuff, and Simon was like, I'm just going to leave it. And then they uploaded the video. And then I think Simon uploaded his video like a month late. So mine's on like 20 mil. I think Simon's on like
4 mil. You do get those bangers, bro.
We brought up two of my most viewed videos.
What is the most viewed video on your channel? Like, do you know?
It's actually Tough Mudder, weirdly.
Really?
It's doing Tough Mudder. Yeah, that just banged. Also,
what's
also
that?
Copyrighted. So that's
classic.
Are a lot of your top ones copyrighted then?
Yes.
How much you reckon you've lost in money?
Tough Mudder, over 100 grand. Because it's a 25 minute video, 20 million views. The CPM was like, well, it was big. It was big. I worked it out one day and I was like,
that's depressing.
It was a bad day.
Great title there. So Chris D loses 100 grand on video.
That is insane. And then you've got your Ronaldo one. Again, that one.
But it depends how long the videos are. Because, you know, obviously, if it's like a 5 minute video, then compared to a 25.
But you're still like that. You know, that's another 30, it's 40
money,
grand.
Yeah. That's a
couple Nerf battles.
I've been copyright free for the last. the Nerf was one money maker.
Not really.
It's just emotional damage.
Nostalgia was just hitting you. I've got to make another Nerf Wars, man. I want to feel like I'm 8 again.
Do you know what, the fourth one we did was actually like some of the most fun I've had, and just Stephen tries coming up to like this weird cottage in the Lake District.
So there was four Nerf Wars videos.
There's been four, yeah. But the fourth one was one that we actually like filmed and properly did, which is actually quite fun.
Yeah, that is good. And then what else you got? What is your most viewed one?
Yeah, Tough Mudder.
You got Tough Mudder. Yeah. You've got the Cristiano Ronaldo one that banged. The Man City one.
I think Harry's got to be in. I think Jersey v Guernsey. We did one of those.
That was big.
Back in the day.
Copyrighted?
No, actually. I think Ollie's been fighting the copyright war for the last like
really?
3 years.
Your cousin?
I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want people from UMG watching this video and then being like, hang on, we've got a gold mine on the Chris IV channel here. So what will happen? And I had like 2017 to 2020 maybe, like, because I've been copyright free, using copyright free. That is honestly something for YouTubers that you can say, my voice is breaking, I'm getting sweaty. But like anyone that starts on YouTube, just make sure you don't use copyright music because it's just dumb, like the amount
stressful.
Of money you use. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know. Harry has his main channel anyways, well, which is RIP right now, but he has made, like, people will probably look at that channel and go, wow, he must have caked it, look at all these videos, minimum 20 mil a vid, but he's using copyright music in all this. He's essentially, every time he made a video, he was willingly saying, I don't want the 30 40 grand I'm gonna make off this video. Which is
the
insane
same. I remember the same.
Really?
Yeah, but even though obviously I wasn't making that.
Still.
So I could upload a football video and maybe I know it's going to get, you know, 400, 500K views. Mm. If I have used a song in that video and I look back at the edit and I think it's so good and it gets copyrighted, I just keep it and go.
Really? Yeah, that's what I used to do because I used to think it's actually worth it if I get copyrighted.
Yeah, in the long run.
But you can actually, there's a site called Licked at the moment that actually, it's the only site I know that you can actually use songs that are in charts.
What's that called?
It's called Licked. I love that.
Yeah. No, that
people are definitely going to accidentally really end up on the wrong site.
Might not be the wrong site though, you know.
But no, it's actually really, really good because they like sort of grow every week. And I did actually do a promo video for them because it's the only site that I found that, for my channel, it's like 200 quid or something like that. But if you got a big video and it's like, I don't know, like it was for one of the videos that we did, the penalty one for the iPhones and the car and stuff.
I used
a song by The Offspring.
Oh,
and like
sick.
You would never be able to use something like that usually. And people like in the comments, people are like, oh, like loving the fact that it's like an OG song and stuff like that. So that's the only way I know
And you didn't get claimed, and you see.
No, because they deal with it. You get a claim, and then they take it off, and they've gone to the artist and the label and sorted out a deal.
Yeah.
And so then you just pay a little bit. That's the
That's the way it should be, though.
Exactly.
Like, seriously,
I've gone to people before and said how much to use a 15-second clip.
Yeah.
Of like.
And what did you get quoted?
15 grand.
15 grand, 15 so a grand, grand a second.
Yes. And that was for like, it was for a song that went in like the top 50. I can't remember what it was. It was just like a club tune or something.
Yeah.
But it's just like, what? Like, surely you're missing out on money here. Because if you actually set up like some sort of way for YouTubers to be able to pay for these cool songs, people are going to do it. But
yeah,
and, no, and it's just like the exposure to the song. You know, you're a kid, you're watching a Christmas D video. He's just wrapped it top bins, and he's got this song playing.
And the drop, because all the comments are always like, "What's this song?" Yeah, exactly. 15, 26.
You got 2 million viewers watching this, and everyone's gonna be like, "Fuck, this is a banger." Yep. Go and watch and listen to it. And
that's what I always thought. Yeah. Like I always thought we'd get away with, because there was a period where you didn't get claimed for it, and I thought we'd get away with it because it's basically like free promo
exposure.
For them.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's not
like really if you go to that song's YouTube, like if you go to that song on YouTube, and Chris has just used it, all the comments will be like, "Who's here from Chris?"
Yeah, all the top comments.
It's proof that it works.
You actually had at one point, I think there was where loads of claims had come through.
Yes.
And so then you literally went and hired your cousin.
Yeah,
Ollie
spent like a year maybe going through and trying to sort out copyright claims, because now with the YouTube editor you can actually cut them out.
Yeah.
So if you've got like a 20-minute video and you've been claimed for like 10 seconds, even if it's like a fairly decent part of the video, if you cut it out, then obviously you're earning thousands of pounds again.
Yeah. So how much is it that you reckon you saved just by, well, you had Ollie working on it
For
like
so much.
Really?
I mean, I try not to think about the amount this take. Like I remember looking at Harry's channel. So one time we were filming in 2016, and like I remember we would, you know, as you do, comparing YouTube dashboards, and I was earning twice as much as the W2S channel in 2016, because
he was popping as well.
So like the amount that these people would have been earning off Harry's channel is just sickening.
I seriously reckon you're probably looking at like 3 or 4 million pounds at a minimum. Seriously,
Harry's got a lot of videos.
Well, but not only that, but it's all his residuals, because he just doesn't earn money off YouTube.
Yeah.
So, all the old videos stacking up views, he's just not earning a penny.
He would not upload for a month and still do 60 million views that month.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that's absolutely, like if you think about it, that's actually insane.
Yeah. So when you would cut out a clip of say a big video back in the day, would it even matter if it was like the game winning clip?
Like
you've won the entire shootout with this one goal, but now you just have to cut it out.
If it's like sudden death video ends.
Yeah. You've got Jimmy watching there like, that makes sense.
No, there's definitely ones where you have to be careful and you're like, is it worth it? Probably most of the time.
There's a bit of times where I've cut out big things.
Yeah,
that's true.
Money's money.
Yeah, exactly.
You got any other you did a video recently with Trent. You like your big thing, I mean, you have worked with probably the most footballers out of anyone, right?
I think on YouTube actually. I mean, to be fair, like obviously you got like Philly and Chunks that do a lot of interviews and stuff.
Yeah, but in terms of just like actual football videos.
I think football videos probably.
And who's been your favourite to work with? Has there been one that's
Bellerin or Fabregas? Yeah, that's always
classic
my
Arsenal
answer. Yeah, they're just really, really nice. I think it makes a difference when you have a lot of time with them as well, because it's not just like media time, it's like you can actually chat to them and Fabregas, I was just fanboying the whole time, like, you know, I was just turning up and I was like, this is the player, you know, everyone has that player that you want to be as a kid. And it was very I was just like, I wanted to be you since the age of like 8.
And now here I am, a 21-year-old man.
Yes, yeah, so I just set up a video for him to play 3 balls for me to finish. And like, he was like, all right.
That's a dream come true, really. Yeah. So. Wasn't there there was one video that you actually asked him to be part of, and there's kind of like a funny, almost like a miscommunication behind it. It was about him donating to charity.
Oh, I remember. Like, I was like, yeah, for this video when COVID kicked off, and we were doing, I was doing every time he conceded, you donate £1,000. Of course,
I did that.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
£3,000 out of my bank account.
Yeah, no, I think I lost 24 in that video. It's a terrible month.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think I messaged him about that, and like, yeah, he just misunderstood the concept. Just donated £1,000. I was like, well, you know, fair enough. But like,
so you asked him to play a game of FIFA with you, and every goal that he would have conceded, he had to pay £1,000.
Yeah.
But he just didn't understand that part.
He was just, he was just like, yeah, I've done it. Like, that's all sorted. Donated £1,000. And I was like, not really what I asked for, but I'll take it, I suppose.
Just got a grand donation off Cesc Fabregas for literally nothing. Yeah.
But it is weird because, like, now he follows me on Twitter, and occasionally I'll just get the odd reply off Fabregas.
Oh, that's
really? That is sick.
I don't even at him, and sometimes it's been a while now, but you know, like, it's very, I wish I could go back to you know, 15-year-old me when Fabregas was popping and be like,
by the way, just so you know, you'll be chatting to him in 10 years, like that sort of thing. Yeah. And then has there been like the weirdest encounter, or one that you've just been like, this was a very strange shoot, I'm worried about how this video is going
to
turn out?
I'm trying not to like repeat stories, but we had one with the Man City one when they turned up. Willy Caballero had like a tennis racket, and he just like whacked a tennis ball at me and Simon. And like, you know,
wait, is this out on the trip?
Yes. You can see it in one of the videos. I think it's in City's highlights one. But like, they just show Willy hitting the tennis ball, and it literally, so we're like, I actually said this on Simon's podcast, really we're just stealing content off him, but that's I'm fine with that. So we're about, I don't know, 15, 20 meters away, like they're just coming up, we're about to say hello, wax a tennis ball at us, and it goes like a meter over Simon's head, and we were just like, this is weird, like it's a really strange atmosphere, like we've just, he's just attempted to assault us with a tennis ball, like how do we just go up and be like, thanks for that mate, how are you doing,
what kind of like, what was his expression when he was doing it though, was it
like venom,
he wiped it and then just like laughed with the players, and it was like oh
like taking a piss out of you maybe,
well I don't know, it was just weird, and it was
that
like,
is weird,
but he was fine in the video, really nice,
yeah, I filmed with him, he was absolutely sound, so
didn't try,
he didn't take off my head with a racket,
no didn't try and assault us any more times,
you could have just told him. So. You are second choice.
I don't know.
Your name is literally Willie,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Willie.
Yeah.
And you're not first team.
My second name is also Dixon, so I probably don't have an extra one. But you're like, we'd have a good laugh.
That's so, I mean, that's one thing that I noticed about footballers, though, is you see like the way you're whacking it. They're just dicking around. They're just having fun, right? Is that that's the biggest thing when it comes to footballers. They're all, it's the same. Everyone's just kids and just messes around.
Yeah. You sometimes feel like they're children and they've got all these people around them and they're literally like looking, like holding their hand, looking after every single thing, but it's generally like the people around them just want to make sure they don't get pissed off, and so like the footballers are generally fine with
them, that's what I've noticed as well. It's like going back, sort of
even the Ronaldo shoot,
the Ronaldo, he was having a final time because he'd just done 1,000 really shit boring interviews, and finally we're doing something a bit more engaging, and yet the people behind it were just determined to suck the fun out of every part of my video.
Well, he's not getting brought back for the third fragrance launch.
So you did go back for the second one, right? And where was that? That was when he'd moved to Juventus,
Turin, right? Yeah. So that one was like crazy because we did the shoot and then they were like, we don't have anyone to do like... Do you remember last time there was a girl that was doing the presentation?
Yes.
And she was like hosting the party and it was like a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
But like, so they were like, we don't have anyone to host it or anything. We need someone to do that. Would you be okay with doing that? And it was
and they asked you... When you
as
were
I
there.
As I was flying over.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I obviously they know that it's Ronaldo. They know that you've got like, you know, they can ask you what you want and you'll be like, yes. But it was because
I finessed you then.
I've never presented like a live event or anything. You know, like, I'm not a host of anything. And so suddenly they were like, yeah, we're streaming this on his Instagram. Make sure you hype up the room. There's like Piers Morgan and his film crew in the crowd, along with about 30 people. And they're like, yeah, so Ronaldo's coming in about 20 seconds. Just like hype it up and make it. And
so they're like, come on, guys, come on.
I was like, this is the most anxiety I've ever had. Come on, Piers, I want to see a clap for Ronaldo.
But not, like in the end, I was just like, can we get a big round of applause for Cristiano Ronaldo? And like, it was fine.
Did it work?
It was fine because like, you couldn't really, also they weren't streaming it on his Instagram. It was on like his fragrances Instagram.
Oh,
but they said it's going live on his Instagram. And I was like, 200 million followers are watching me make my first public speech ever live.
That's amazing.
But it actually turned out fine. And I thought like the mic would be, you know, like literally shaking.
Yeah.
Did you get the round of applause that you asked for?
I think so. Yeah. Like,
you know those those Twitch cringe compilations when there's people on stage, and they're like, "Come on, can we get something for Zelda?"
You mean the ninja clip?
Ninja New York.
I'm looking for some more movement.
I'm not seeing enough movement, guys. He's just there flossing.
That's horrible. But that can happen to anyone. That's the thing. It's that is. But luckily, it wasn't one of those. There was enough of a cheer. I didn't get burnt by the steak by Ronaldo's team, and you know.
That's all
maybe
right.
The but third they did finesse launch, you. I'll be back. Yes.
They did finesse you.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. No, that is
guys to
so
hear. Nice to hear you guys talking about how many times you've met Ronaldo.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
a Manchester
Just the
United
two
fan
so
and I,
far.
As, well, as a United well, fan, what's yeah. it like not to have met
it's,
him?
It sucks, but at the same time, you guys are a lot bigger than me, so you're always going to get that opportunity.
What in terms of like physical, massive?
I can't really say that, to be honest. Look at the size of me. But... back in the day when Ronaldo missed a sitter for United, I had
against
a big Ronaldo.
Sunderland.
I had a big like glass Ronaldo poster on the wall. I've come into my room fuming. You know when you're fuming, your mum shouted at you, and you're screaming like.
Wait,
I've come in.
Seen that video? The greatest freak out ever, like that. Take your shirts off.
And
just,
he's like, just like
slam your torso.
And
down
the
bed.
Guy's like, "You tripping, bro?" So anyway, I've come into my room. I've grabbed a large rubber.
Yeah.
Okay,
wait,
and I've slinged it.
Surely not through the wall.
No,
aged eight.
No. I know I was strong and all, but I've slinged it at this Ronaldo glass poster. The thing's just gone.
And were you happy with it?
Wait, a glass poster?
Yeah, because he missed such an important set, and I was like so angry. I was like, I used to write. It was a calendar, right? So I used to write like all the stuff over like the glass, all the goals he'd scored every time he scored a goal. So that like obsessed. It was very sad. Wow. Yeah. Very sad. And that makes it even sadder because at least you got to meet Fabregas. Meanwhile, Ronaldo, if he saw me, he'd think, skinny peasant.
That's the first thing Ronaldo thinks when he sees you. Skinny peasant.
But yeah, hopefully that time will come one day. I'll probably just say, threw rubber at a post if he wants. Yeah.
That's quite impressive to break glass with a rubber.
Oh, no, the anger was serious. Yeah, mate. You know, like when they always talk about, like, if a mother needs to lift a car to save her burning children?
Yeah, she will.
That's the adrenaline that I had. Yeah.
Fight or flight.
I used to have Match magazines up on my wall, and like I remember just ripping William Gallas's head off once, just in a fury. One day. You know, like probably just him taking the number 10. I was like, "You're a defender."
That's my number. I wore that at fucking jerseys by my side.
You don't play in the Rooney role.
This is like the most Chris MD rage of all time. It's so funny. I swear to God, yeah. When you're like between the ages of 8 and 12, that is when you peak in terms of strength. Yeah. The superhuman strength you have in those ages are ridiculous. I swear I could have.
Xbox controllers don't stand a chance. No. Like they get decimated. Like you just flick an arm at the wall, bang, man. Gone.
Yeah, shit I used to do when I was 12 was crazy, man. I used to have an Xbox 360, right?
Yeah.
And it used to overheat every, like, 20 minutes. I'd be getting a new game, play 20 minutes, and just shut off. And I'd get so pissed. So what I would do, and I tell you what, I was way ahead of the game, engineering genius. I would open my window. I got an extension cable. I actually put my Xbox and put it on the outside of the window, on the window ledge, with sellotape so it'd stick to the window and didn't fall two stories down.
Oh, wow.
And I swear to God, the shit would not turn off.
Really?
I was like, there's no overheating air, baby. Fresh air.
Mate, I remember losing a FIFA game once, and I whacked the top of my Xbox 360, pulled out the disc, and it's got like lines all across it because I'd hit it so that it had like scraped the disc.
The super strength.
I'd say worst day of my life.
To be fair though, if you try to recreate that now, you couldn't do it.
No,
because I'm telling you, the power and the precision of a 10-year-old is outrageous.
Close. No.
But no, I you know what? I never really had too much like rage modes. I probably broke like one or two controllers max. But back in the FIFA days, like people were cycling through controllers weekly.
I swear, there's some FIFA YouTubers like break the desk, you know, like
Harry, like the amount of times. Harry,
but that's all for the camera, isn't it? He's not actually angry.
He's filming at like 2 a.m. Right, and so I'm trying to sleep, and then I wake up to crash, bang, smack, and he's kicking off. I've woken up as if I'm in the middle of a fucking war zone. And then I go through, I'm like, all right. And he's there like, oh yeah, so I was just doing like pack opening like that. There's about four holes in his wall with like, the controller is still hanging out of him.
I remember watching a W2S video and like obviously knowing that you guys live on like the 40th floor or whatever in London. Yeah. And he just wings a controller at the window and you're like, what are you doing? Like, do you not understand? Like there are some limits here, Harry. No. Like, this isn't for content
anymore.
Those were
fucking military windows. The heat coming in from that shit was different.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Those windows had seen some shit and been through some shit.
You gotta throw a controller in there though. Audience retention, man. Like, it's gotta be done.
Yeah.
It's so true. So you've done, you know, you worked with all those guys, but another time you did actually go out with Harry was out to Canada to film with Real Madrid, right?
Oh yeah.
And there's actually like a really interesting backstory to this because, or not, maybe not backstory, but after you guys had filmed, because this was a time Real Madrid had just messaged you and Harry and said, we'd love you to come and film with the team when we're doing like preseason out in Canada. And obviously Harry's come through to me. He's like, oh my, Real Madrid have asked me to go through. He's like, I'm praying Eden Hazard is one of the players. Because you didn't get told the players. Mm-hmm. You were just like, we'll give you some access to some of the players.
They said four players.
Yeah, Hazard had just moved.
He'd just gone for 80 mil, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God, if it's Hazard, like
it would have banged.
Yeah,
it would have super popper. Explain that whole series because it was a bit like there's a bit of after the filming.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying to tell these stories without losing all my future relationships.
Yeah, sorry, here I'm sticking you in the mud
it's fine.
It's okay.
So yeah, we filmed and the shoot went really, really well and everything. it went perfectly and everything.
Really well.
So well. And then, unfortunately, one of the players transferred, went out on loan afterwards. And so then they couldn't actually have him in the content. Like, legally, they owned, this other team owned the rights for him.
Yeah.
So then we had to, they said, like, you can either try and cut him out or something. And so me and my editor spent, like, 2 weeks just masking this guy out of the footage. So if you saw the video when it was live, we filmed with four players and we cut out one player
entire
of the whole
person
video by masking and taking out like his audio and everything like this.
Yeah.
And we smashed it. I thought it was really, really good. But then it turned out that something else had happened, or like someone higher up at Real Madrid had basically just said, like, we can't have these going out anymore. And so we were like, well, that's sort of like a week of our lives that we'll never get back.
Because you've flown all the way out
there.
Just
1 week for Harry, not 3 weeks like it was for me.
Wait, why was it 3 weeks of your life?
Because we then spent
two weeks masking it.
Sorting out.
That's outrageous. They owe you some money.
So are you allowed to say why it...
They didn't tell us. That's what was the annoying thing. That's why me and Harry uploaded our videos, because we were like, I think we deserve to actually be told why this can't go out. We've spent this amount, like, obviously it's sick to be taken out to Real Madrid, like, that is, we're so privileged to do that, but for like 3 weeks of our time for then just to be told sorry it can't go out, it's just like really,
that's bang out of order.
So it was like, realistically,
you pretty much nearly spent a month doing fucking all that for nothing. So, literally nothing.
Yeah, and it was a video with Hazard as well. Yeah. So it was like, it's a banger.
Well, so Hazard was one of the four players in
it. He didn't perform badly. There wasn't anything in the video that you could see as like, it was just not being told what's wrong that was really annoying.
So I had my conspiracy as to why they didn't want to go this to go out, right?
Okay.
And my conspiracy was actually Eden Hazard at the time. Maybe he didn't look great in it, but more so his performances in the league were pretty poor at the time.
He just scored. Like, I remember watching his performances and he just scored his debut goal, and that's when they were like, can't happen.
Was he doing a preseason Higuain?
Oh, what, were they just coming overweight? But he is notorious for that, though.
He gained like 10 kg overweight.
Yeah, always.
So definitely he did.
Definitely was overweight.
He didn't look particularly big in the video. Like, you know, like the bottom was as
not particularly
as usual, you know. Like, it's a few times when you're just sort
he does have
mad
bundle. Eden Hazard does have a massive ass.
He's got a great bum.
And a great compliment, by the way.
I'd say probably the best in football. I'm trying to think.
It's better than most girls I've ever seen, in my opinion. And
it's
very,
very good. I'm trying to think who rivals him.
Harry.
Not many.
Struggling.
Harry's got a peachy one.
Harry, I saw both of them in the flesh. There was no
question. As well, obviously, we're all friends with Harry here, so we've all been privileged enough to grab Harry's ass, right?
With consent.
With consent, of course.
Yeah.
Right, Chris?
No, you just seem to stutter on the consent line there.
Listen, me and Harry do in our spare time is...
none of our business.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no, like Eden Hazard, literally, you could rest this pint on the back of it, and it'd be perfectly fine.
But it's crazy how he's dropped off since then. But he's had injuries, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's had a lot of injuries. I've already paid that much attention. But he's still registered a few games, and he's not doing much.
Yeah.
It's weird though, like the Real Madrid fans as well. Like, they are very hot and cold on people, aren't they? Like, I remember like Bale, he got so much stick.
Crazy, yeah.
And I always thought as well, Eden Hazard, like, coming from the, you know, the Prem, we call it the toughest league, he's gone from Chelsea to Real Madrid, I thought he's gonna have a field day over there. It's gonna be light work, 20 goals, 20 assists, whatever.
Yeah.
But he should have done that.
I think
it is injuries. Yeah. I just hate, you know, when a player signs for Barca or Real Madrid and they stick them out in front of the crowd and make them do like 20 keepy-ups. And it's just like, it's such a recipe for disaster, because if you stick any professional footballer, like, they're going to feel the pressure.
They've done it a few times, and the players have had
two of my favorite ones. You guys will be able to check these videos out as well. I think the first one with Ousmane Dembele, they just signed for like 120 or mil. And so what they do is, in front of the board, so they take them to the Nou Camp, and then there's a board behind them with the Barcelona sponsors and stuff, and they just ask them, can you please do some keepy uppy so we can get some shots for so we can put out on socials, whatever. And somehow, like, the press are still just putting these videos out, and it's the geezer not being able to do more than like three keepy uppies, and it just looks like the worst bit of, like, what is it, like, PR that could possibly happen. They've done that, right? Okay, so the Ousmane Dembele one happens, right? And you think, right, okay, they've learned their lesson. They're not gonna do this again. And I might got the order mixed up here, but then I swear they signed Paulinho. Paulinho. Yes, yes, yes. The same thing happens.
Well, that's because he genuinely wasn't a very good player.
No. But it doesn't matter. If you are a footballer, you can do five keepy-uppies, Chris.
Right, so when we were filming with Trent the other day, he was doing stuff for the Sport Bible. And like, so before, they were doing like half volleys or something. And like, mate, Trent's half volleys are the best I've ever seen. Like, really? It was insane. Like, he's... outside of the box, edge of the D, and they're like, so can you just hit a few half volleys? And he's like, yeah, where do you want it? Like, which GoPro am I aiming for? And he hits 10 half volleys, like, you know, as the ball bounces, and like, they're all within like a 5 meter radius or like a 3 meter radius. And for half volleys, like, what the hell? How can you hit a half volley on the edge of the box, like 10 in a row, and get them all in?
That is wild.
It was mental. But like, they also asked him to do like some sort of like freestyle, like juggling or something. And it was crazy. It was like he didn't have that many tricks in the locker.
Yeah.
And certain footballers, like Messi, for example, I know that he just has no skills in the locker. Because why would you if you've never like...
Well, they mean nothing in the game, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's literally for show.
It was just crazy seeing Trent so good at all of this. And then like... just, I think the guy said to him, like, have you got any tricks that you like to use or anything? I was like, not really.
Yeah.
Just like, that's crazy.
Probably do a
bound
around the world or something, maybe.
Yeah, but like, why would you need to?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
You know, everyone knows people who are like terrible on a football pitch, but can do like round the world and stuff like that. And it's
every freestyler ever.
Well, yeah.
What was it? They had a team, actually. My old club, Rebel FC, we played against a team filled with freestylers, and we packed them in 11-0.
Really?
Yeah.
But having said that,
11-0, and you're talking like, you know, some of the best freestylers
in
the UK. Well,
they can freestyle, but they don't have any other ability on the pitch, right?
Wow. Yeah. I thought F2FC were better than that, but...
Well, they didn't lose 11-0 to us, to be fair.
Oh, that's
so. But yeah, no. Anyways, I just thought the whole like keepy uppy thing is really actually interesting because I don't know. You just assume that they'd be able to do all these cool tricks and things like that, but I suppose they just don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to use it on the pitch, really.
I'd love to see Messi trying like a rainbow flick or something, just to know if like.
No,
he's
got to be able to do a rainbow flick, Chris. Come on.
Oh,
what do you reckon?
No, Chris, I can do a rainbow flick. Messi can do a rainbow flick.
All right, maybe not a rainbow flick, but like, you know, like a double around the world or something like that.
Yeah, okay, maybe that, yeah.
Okay.
That,
yeah. Right, listen up, Messi, if you're watching this, we know you're watching this, could you please just post a video of you attempting a rainbow flick? Or back to back around the world.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have Chris Dixon slandering your.
Not like this. King.
It wasn't slander. Sorry, mate.
Ah, there we go. That's true. You don't post it, Messi.
We know you can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Because there's no chance he's not watching this.
No, he's 100. Bro, all his mates are sending in this video right now.
Yes, 100%.
I've had a DM off Messi saying, love the pod, bro. Thank you. Yeah.
Get me on at some point.
Keep up the good work, my broski bro. And I said, no problem, my Brizzle.
Okay. Anyway, so have you seen this Twitch clip of Aguero when he's streaming and Messi just phones him?
Yeah. They're proper good friends.
Except for that interview Messi did when he almost left Barca, I find it so fascinating whenever Messi talks because you never see him like doing interviews or anything.
Yeah.
And like Aguero just phones him and they're just chatting about like what they're doing next week, family and stuff like this. And it's just so weird hearing Messi.
What,
down
in
the phone.
English or?
Spanish, but like there's subtitles and stuff. Very, very cool.
Mate, you're so right because you know Ronaldo... comfortable in front of camera, always in front of camera, more than happy to share his life on social media. Mm-hmm. You get very little of that from Messi. So even those tiny interactions, you're talking about, in my opinion, the greatest player of all time.
And that's why, like, even him just having a conversation, it's so sad, but it's so powerful. Like, just watching, like, just give me more.
Yeah,
I just want to know everything.
I'll tell you what, Chris. So obviously, we've got to ask this question with you being, like, one of the biggest football YouTubers on the planet.
I would say you are the biggest.
Yeah, I'll put you, are right up there.
Name someone bigger.
The F2 have more subscribers.
In terms of right here, right now, you are at the
top. F2 haven't been on this pod, so it's got to be you.
Very true.
Yeah.
After this podcast,
he knows as well.
Well, anyway, we do need to get your answer on this. The greatest footballer of this generation of all time, maybe if you want to bring in the old guys.
Because Pelé's a fraud, by the way.
What I'm really asking here is Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi?
It's Lionel Messi. It's obvious. But it's not even, I don't think it's even a conversation for people that know ball if it's Messi or it's.
Oh, don't.
We can't take the United fans.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's true. I'll be biased.
I saw a tweet once that said the only people that think Ronaldo's better than Messi are people who look at themselves at the gym, people who support Man United, and people who support Ramsey.
I fall into
and
the United
category. It's the truest
category.
Words
so it is,
I have
it,
ever
it, technically
heard in my life.
It might be true, but you know.
Well, and you do look at yourself in the gym sometimes as well.
Well, when you got biceps like this, guys.
It's hard not to.
Hard not to, but yeah.
The thing, there was a few years where Ronaldo was better than Messi because Messi just had a few stinky years.
Yeah.
But like, was there?
Still 40 goals a season.
I'd still love to see Messi do it in a different league, in a different team.
But
don't get it wrong. I would love to see that.
He's got the most goals against the English top four.
I was so down for Messi to go to City, you know.
Oh, I love that.
Second biggest United rivals behind Liverpool, and I would still let that happen. Just that means we can watch Messi week in, week out. And I want to see how it would be in the Premier. It'd be cool to see.
It would be really cool.
And I do think he would bang it.
But going back to Messi v Ronaldo, like obviously Ronaldo is such a sick player. And like, but I don't think, if you're talking top players of all time, I don't think he's top three.
What?
Ronaldo?
Ronaldo's not top three?
I wouldn't put Ronaldo top three. I'd say,
swear to God.
I would say, I'd say Messi, Maradona, Pele, but I don't know. I haven't really watched
enough. I'm glad
Pele,
you're alive to watch them all play.
I would say, I'd say Ronaldo, probably the best goal scorer of all time as an athlete. And just incredible. Yeah. But I, as best footballer of all time, I don't think
interesting.
He's in the top three.
That's such an interesting take. Okay, you know? I appreciate a different take.
We've spoken about the guys that are just about leaving us now. What about Kylian Mbappe and Haaland?
They're not there yet.
If you had to make a call right now, who do you think is going to go on and
chips
be...
Chips down, who's becoming the better player?
What do you reckon?
I'd have said Mbappe like 2 years ago, but I think again, it just depends if he stays at
Haaland's
PSG because you just feel like he's in a comfort zone, don't you? Like playing in the French league.
I mean, it's not like Haaland's in an exactly great league. Timo Werner did how many goals in?
No, but the Bundesliga is
Bundesliga.
I mean, it ain't crazy better. It ain't really that much better. Don't lie to yourself.
Don't lie
to yourself. The space they get in that league is questionable.
Anyways. Yeah. Regardless, so your chips down are you would say Mbappe to go on. Like, you know, let's say, you know, this is really just saying over the next 20 years or whatever, that you know, or maybe not
Jesus
20.
Jesus Christ,
they,
fella.
Playing when they're 45.
How long
do
you look? Can he's not going for?
Sorry, 15. Over the next
15, about 15, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd probably said Mbappe, but they're different players. That's the thing. I think Haaland's more of just a finisher. Yeah. Mbappe's more of a can take anyone on in the world. Like, I would say Mbappe could dribble past anyone in the world because he's just stupidly quick.
The ball at his feet is like it's stuck to the foot.
But
I feel like
Haaland's more of a Ronaldo type player, just like conditioned incredibly.
A monster, mate. A real beast.
At that age as well is pretty nutty.
Bro,
to be
it's
fair.
Crazy.
Like, it doesn't make sense when you watch him and the power. This Tony's shrugging off some big, powerful 28-year-old centre backs, and he's just there like.
His pace is a bit underrated as well because like there's been a few viral clips of it, but like every time you see him making a run or something, like he just burns the defenders.
Rapid.
It's unreal.
It's like Shannon Briggs said, he's got legs and he's white.
The very famous Shannon Briggs.
I remember
Briggs
that one. He got legs and he's white. God, Shannon Briggs.
That's
so
unreal. But you know, moving a little bit away from the football chat, I think people knowingly clicked on this Chris MD podcast, knowing there was going to be plenty of football chat,
and some probably didn't for that reason.
I mean, it's been football chat since a minute
exactly.
one, right?
That's what I mean. But you have actually recently moved to London. You're spending a lot more time in London. And how's that been? What's it like? Do you like it here?
I love it. Me and Shannon plan to stay here for the next 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
That's our plan at the moment. It's so much better than Jersey just because like the main thing is working with people who are on our time because in Jersey, everything's finance based. There's a lot of my friends just went into, just got into finance jobs and stuff, didn't go to uni. And so there's nothing to do in the day. And filming with people is impossible because there's no one else in Jersey.
Right.
So just purely on a work base, I feel like I have massively been there, even though like the video production probably doesn't look like it on the channel at the moment, but I feel like over the next year and stuff, like it will be much, much better.
Well, I think we have come to the conclusion when it comes to renting out a football pitch, prices.
Yes, yes. Horrible. Yeah.
I mean, that was a big thing in Jersey.
If any London-based football pitches or football teams are watching, I am very open to offers. It is horrible booking football pitches every single week.
You've been paying quite a bit of money.
Well, let's not say the numbers just yet, because, you know, if there is anyone that would just like to give one Chris for free in return for a
promo,
I would be surprised. I'd be surprised that a pitch would not want to host a Chris and D football video.
I've had a couple of chats with a few teams, but. Yeah. It's just like, I think it's difficult at the moment because loads of teams are ripping up their pitches. Sort of poor time in the season.
It's summer as well. Like,
can we briefly talk about? Can we mention the video that never happened that should have happened?
It still might happen.
Okay, it still might. Okay, so do you want to talk about that, or because I got a different topic? Maybe? If you want to go on to it,
maybe a different topic.
Okay. My other topic then is so we did a video. You, me, we had. Bez, we were doing the iPhone the iPhone challenge, and that particular pitch is one of the most expensive, like, square.
Oh yeah, they said.
Can you explain what that was? So you hired out this pitch, and fortunately you got it at a good price.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. But they told us how much this place was worth. So it's
the ground that it's on.
Ground that's on. It's central London. I can't remember what it's. What's it called? The
City of London. It's in the City of London, which is a small part within London where there's a lot of financial stuff there. And yeah, I mean, you're talking like around the Moorgate area.
Yeah, it's called RAC or HAC. I can't remember which it's called, but it's basically like the only football pitch in like central London, north of the river. And they were like, "How much do you reckon this place is?" And we were like, "I don't know. Like, it's a football pitch, but then there's like a bit more open green space and there's sort of buildings around."
Yeah, there's office buildings surrounding.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks a bit castly as well. So it kind of looks like it's, and we were like, "I don't know, maybe like 50 mil, something like that."
I said, when the geezer asked, I said, "This place is like 30 mil for this spot." Yeah.
Yeah. What did they say? 2-3 billion?
Yeah. £3 billion. For that land.
Yeah.
If you were to dig up that all that land and create a building, you would have to pay £3 billion.
I don't have that money.
I mean, that's what I'd pay for the 2 hours I had it for.
You got £3 billion,
mate. Non-copyrighted life is a good life.
Jesus Christ!
But that is an insane stat, and I think it's something to do with it belonging also like slightly to the army.
I think so. I think it is called the Royal Artillery Complex. So I think that's why it costs that much. But
that's mental.
It was okay. It wasn't £3 billion to rent, so it was all right.
No, it was. But it was really cool because like the background, that's one of the biggest things with football pitches, at least when you're trying to make a really cool video, it always helps if the background looks really nice.
Yeah.
And this one, it was actually kind of cool because you just had office buildings in the background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one thing that I said would be really cool, we obviously did it during the time where people weren't back in offices or anything like that. But how cool would it be filming that and almost just having a camera staring right at the office buildings?
Getting the reactions.
Getting the reactions because there would be loads of people just looking down on the football pitch.
Yeah,
and it's happening. Like, you know, let's say you wrap one top bins, someone is definitely looking.
Yeah,
they're gonna go, oh
yeah, snap. They get to see the special Chris and D knuckle.
The
thing I remember about that day is it was like obviously the first time I'd hired out, first contacts I've had with people, and like we get there and within five they're like, "Oh, there's like an Apple shoot going on." Within 5 minutes Harry gets out these big fuck off speakers and starts playing like R&B at a ridiculous volume, and I'm just like, "Oh my god, like no, my relationships are just going down the drain." But then we smashed a car window and
glass all over the pitch,
but we were like, "Do you want us to clear it up?" And he was like, "No, just go over it with like the lawnmower." It was like,
okay.
And is the R&B still playing at this point?
I don't know. He actually did leave a speaker there, so I could have left it. But the groundskeeper said since that they've had some issues with it. But like I said, this is what's going to happen in the video. So
are you okay with this?
Yeah, and like, you know, we signed life away and everything. So hopefully they don't come back with like.
It is what it is. You plan on hiring that place?
Just no
out
one
again?
Play football on there anytime soon, please. Just don't goalkeep on that.
No slide tackles.
No slide tackles anytime soon.
Are you planning on renting that out again, or how come you haven't gone?
Yeah,
to that spot?
It's because cricket season, so you can't hire it out there.
Oh, because it's used as a cricket pitch.
Cricket season, man. What a sport!
What a terrible sport. Right?
Rambo. We did not say that.
Cricket's quite fun to play, but to watch, it's so
very
bad.
Boring.
Unless it's the like 2020 or the World Cup, you know, that obviously went England won. But like, It's so dull.
Like, I always look at it and I think, where is, you know, and where is the enjoyment aspects? Like, I can't really, what's the interesting bit about
it? No. In 2020, what happens is it's a much quicker game. So it actually gets wrapped up in a day. The problem is with test cricket, that can go on for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And it does get a little bit like, you know, you're tuning in again. And there are like elements which are quite enjoyable, but the 2020 is, in my opinion, the format of cricket that really needs to be pushed, because it's a lot more digestible. And with the way the whole world works, like, we've all moved onto like TikTok 15 seconds, so let's cut down cricket, let's get that down to a day, 2020. And not only that, but you see these guys going for outrageous, like they're trying to knock it for six, they're trying to absolutely slap these balls, and that's what you want to see. You want high intensity, high action, engaging sports to watch. And that's what 2020 cricket is.
Yeah.
Compared to the test 3 days, it's probably a bit more tactical. There's a bit more class about it. But ultimately, I don't give a shit. I don't have 3 days to dedicate to one game. Same. Imagine a game of football, mate, lasting thingy with unlimited subs or something. It would just be it's so dry.
Yeah.
So listen here, cricket. If you're watching this, Mr. Cricket, just understand 2020 is the way forward.
Yep.
Just quickly, you picked up on TikTok there.
Yeah.
For us, TikTok is terrible, because I feel like anytime you say something controversial or you slip up or say something in a video, instantly so many people can see it now, you know?
True.
So like, I feel like it's just a death.
Well, trust me, there's a lot of hot takes. Like the football takes on this will be
outrageous.
All over.
Oh, yes.
You start saying so much controversial stuff that the controversial... Oh, fuck me.
Are you all right there, lad? How, is that drink going down
the
okay?
Controversial stuff that you're saying becomes like, you know... Obviously, like you're saying so much bullshit every week on this podcast that now whatever
people
we
just
say,
come to expect it.
People are just like, oh, that's just crimes. Like just saying his mind.
But also because it's 15 seconds, there's no contact whatsoever. So like you're
no, it can go to 60. But even then,
but they won't. Let's face it.
No,
because it's funnier.
No. Yeah, they
some of the stuff we've had on TikTok have got 2 million views. The other day we had last week. It was what would it take to be a gorilla? I'm saying that if you had a sword, you could beat the gorilla.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. We've had
there's
all,
lots of bits and pieces.
We've had how do you masturbate? Stood up,
mate,
sat down.
If there's you versus you and a sword versus a gorilla, there's no way.
Okay, what about you and a sword then?
I'd bat myself more than you.
What? No, don't give me that. Don't give me. Listen, there's not too much of a difference here. You know, you've got better center of gravity maybe and all that stuff, and he's probably more athletic, better looking. You know,
I wouldn't
more back successful.
Rachel more successful, better personality, better hair, eyebrows, nice eyes.
Yeah, been with his girlfriend for longer. Yeah. Like, you know, the guys are
but
fucking.
But apart from that,
the
guys
are killer.
I've got
on the
nothing.
Streets. Apart from all those things, you've got nothing. You've got everything. Oh,
that was
he's from
the
Jersey.
Joke. That was the joke, you big Wally.
But honestly, I would.
I'm not sure
honestly,
it was.
But even both of us against a gorilla, I would not back us. Both with swords.
With a sword, two. Okay,
Chris.
Two. Swords. Okay. Let's get this straight,
man. You got. You're not thinking about chemistry. Right, we've got a little bit of chemistry going on. We partner up.
I'm not thinking about our nation,
Link. You bend over. I jump off your back with the sword. Boom! It's like a film, Spider-Man.
We look at the camera and
gorilla.
Go for Frodo.
Yeah,
and then both
we turn to the camera for Frodo. Bang! Gorilla dead. RSPCA.
There's no way.
Say less. Wait, so do you actually genuinely believe the two of you with a sword each are packing in a gorilla?
I don't think.
You obviously doubt.
Chip, I don't think I could swing a sword hard enough to hurt a gorilla, and I don't think you could either.
Well, I'll get you in gym, lad.
But they don't have gorillas in the gym for you to practice on. They don't do sword work with gorillas.
You tell me don't practice
unless...
swinging dumbbells around the gym.
I come into the gym next time, it's both of you there just with dumbbells doing this.
Yes, you've been going to the wrong gym.
Oh my God.
I think unless you got the right angle and it sort of fell on you with the sword, there's no way.
It's called Virgin Active for a reason, fella.
What, two virgins getting very active in a gym with a dumbbell attempting to slay a gorilla? Yeah,
that's
okay.
Exactly what I was thinking.
But other than that, London, you've been hanging out. Well, you've been doing a lot more things. You came to the rooftop. There's just been. Do you feel as though like moving to London is a good decision for a YouTuber?
I think it's a good decision. This feels a bit harsh to say from all my Jersey friends, but I think it's a good decision socially and YouTube. Just because, like I say, it's just
they
people
suck.
Working on your own. Yeah, because they're shit friends. But like, just because people are working on your time and like you can actually do stuff during the day and you don't have literally the weekend to do stuff and that's it. But yeah, purely work wise, it's just being able to film with anyone or like just being asked to, like I would never be able to be on this podcast. I would never be able to just like get phoned up and be like, oh, can you film this thing for a video? But Jersey's a great place. That's the problem, because it does have its huge ups. Like Jersey is just so like safe, so nice.
Yeah,
like,
it is so
where
nice.
We were, we couldn't have actually had more of a sort of a change, because like where we were in Jersey, we were sort of in the countryside. Like, we were far further out from town, as it's called in Jersey, than we meant to be. And so we were sort of surrounded by a lot of pensioners, a lot of like retired couples. And so it was not really where we wanted to be, but we had a big house where we could sort of film stuff in the garden that we were renting and stuff. So it kind of worked, but it couldn't have been more different coming to London.
I feel like as well, obviously in Jersey, it's not the biggest place. So tomorrow it's going to be 30 degrees. You'd probably be stepping out, going to the beach.
It's nice, isn't it? Great if I was in Jersey really tomorrow.
Well, my mum is, I'm not even joking, my mum is like, she's like, I want to go to Jersey, I want to go check it out. And I was literally there like, yeah, like it's probably all right. But it is actually like, in terms of activities and stuff, when the sun is shining and the weather is nice,
it's class.
What do you do?
It's just beach barbecues every day, because there's so many nice beaches, so many nice places to eat and stuff. So like, I mean, on the beach, you can do tons of stuff. You know, you can get jet skis.
Have
like
you got a jet ski? Or is that Harry?
We did. Harry had one as well, but we had two for a few years. But there's just so much upkeep. Like,
oh, really?
What, I got a grilling off Harry's mum, by the way, because in a W2S video once, she was like to me, make sure he wears a life jacket. And she leaves, and then as we're going, Harry's like, we don't need the life jackets. And I'm like, well, like, now I'm going to look like the bad guy. And I'm not there, you know, like, no, Harry, on your channel, you're going to wear a life jacket. It's in Guernsey, so I'm not going to tell him. And the next Sidemen match, his mum's like, I trusted you. And you let my boy go out without a life jacket.
You were the chosen one.
Yeah. And so Harry just films him going out without a life jacket. And I got grilled by, Trisha.
But I've had stories. Me and Chip, I took Chip on the back of mine.
No, well, it wasn't me. So I'd never been on a jet ski before, and Cal was like, "Yo, come on a jet ski," and I hate the sea. So I was like, "You know what? I could no,
go on the
no,
back
no,
of me. He's
no,
on a, like, he's on a jet ski.
Oh, a jet ski's fine.
Yeah. I didn't notice at the time, but I'm like, I'm not really a fan of the sea, because swimming, not all that, but deep water is not for me. Cal's like, "Come on," I'm like, "Nah." So we take JJ on. So they get on this jet ski and they go miles out, and I'm watching Cal going. I'm like, "So glad I didn't jump on that." Next thing you know, they've gotten as far as you're probably allowed. Cal's tipped the jet ski, so they tipped the jet ski, and these dons are just floating there. The what happened? The captain had to come out and get you.
No. So what happened was no. Listen,
how are you all so useless?
No. Because this is the worst part. Is the geezer said, whatever you do, don't flip the jet ski.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right? Okay.
Yeah. So I go flying off this thing. I'm catching mad air, but again, I didn't realize what it's like to have a 100 kg man on the back. Okay. Right. We land. We fell off. We fell off, but the jet ski was still there. It's fine. But what JJ then does is he goes to try and get back on. And instead of going on from the back you should, he just pulls down on the side. And what is it? The jet ski flips on itself. And now the jet ski is completely upside down. The engine is getting like completely drained flooded. The captain comes out in his boat, losing his mind at me and JJ. Because we just wrecked an entire jet ski.
Because I was on the boat. I was on the original yacht when he'd seen what you'd done.
Lost it.
And the Donny, you know, we got a Spanish Donny trying to speak like English and swearing. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to go sick. I was like, he was going so crazy. I was like, oh, this ain't going to be nice. I'm just sat there, bevin' my hand, vibing, enjoying life. These two flipped it. I was like, thank
God. The guy lost it. The whole rest of the day was mad awkward with the captain.
And not only that, but like, so I was thinking to myself, a car would have flipped that if I was on there. And they were actually out there in the water, just miles out for like 15 minutes floating. I would have.
That would have been your worst nightmare.
I would have really had a bad time there.
Well, so anyways.
We actually, obviously you've been on the side of getting grilled by people. Yeah. We were actually on the other side where we were the people that made someone get grilled, because there was this guy in Jersey just basically like, so you got a couple of types of jet skis and there's some that use, I can't remember this type of engine that they've got, but they're basically just really loud.
Right.
And like we were sat, there was me, Shan, and like Shan's papa, her grandpa.
Yeah.
And there's this guy that's literally like, you could hear it miles and miles away. So we were like, we'll just phone up the
hall. Oh no, not some like, Karen shit.
You Sorry, mate. Chris.
No, Chris.
Someone's just been outrageously noisy and disrupting the peace with his jet ski. Can you sort him out, please? And
they were like,
yeah, all right, mate, whatever. And I was like, it's Chris MD, by the way. And they're like, yeah, all right.
No way. And did the noise disappear?
It did. Mate, it was outrageous. Like, you could hear it from, like, literally, like, 3 miles away.
That would do my head in, to be fair.
You do love a Karen moment, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. But anyways, yeah, those are the fun jet ski stories. Now, Jersey, we went over to Jersey for your birthday, I think it was, a few years. What was your birthday?
Yeah, 21st. Yeah.
Your birthday. That was cool.
JJ was meant to be playing at Weekender this year.
Which is a festival in Jersey.
Yeah, but I think COVID might stop that, unfortunately. I don't know what we did, because there's no way that us lot could go over there and just be fine in the festival. But yeah.
Yeah, Jersey's got a lot of cool shit, man.
It has.
I'm not gonna lie, I watched one episode of this. What's the reality show? It's like Desperate Wife.
The Desperate Housewives of Jersey. Yeah,
that's
they did that.
Oh, that's
they
did a Jersey.
They did a Jersey, and mate, it was up in arms. The community was fuming.
So to give a bit of context to it,
to give a bit of context to
the series, it's essentially wealthy people of Jersey.
Yes.
Wealthy wives of Jersey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just your classic, like.
Yes.
Just gossip and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But it's a reality TV show. Yeah. And how did that go? Like, what's that? How was that received in Jersey? Are these people actually like, oh my God, it's Thingy from Desperate Housewives or whatever it's called? Or
I mean, I think it's the same anywhere. They just pick like the most obnoxious like Karens that they possibly can, and then just like stick them all together. So everyone was like, we're kind of annoyed that this is how people are now gonna see Jersey.
But
when, you know, they do go on, I'm assuming they do get like a little bit of money. But obviously probably. In Jersey,
they just chase the fame.
It's not like it's not a wealthy place. Like, are they chasing fame there? They're getting paid a good amount.
No, bro, the money will be nothing. You have to understand, these are minted. But the thing is, right?
That's why they're in Jersey. Yeah, dodging tax.
Like, I know that. If my mother got asked to go on that, she won't go on it for. It needs to be a lot of money.
No, but that's the thing. What happens is, rich people want to be famous. Yeah. Famous people want to be rich.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's very true.
So these rich people, right, okay, great, they're rich. But ultimately, to them, what the fuck is that worth? They got their yacht. What's the point? They're eating in nice places.
Getting
already.
Bored already.
They're bored, right? So what's the next step? They want to be famous. How do they get famous? A TV show comes to them and says, we're doing this. You have a great character and personality for it. Will you do it? I'll be surprised if they get paid even a drop of water compared to what they already have.
Okay, so the people that the housewives that are on this show in Jersey, obviously they do these shows in America, and they're always like super, like so exaggerated, so bougie, so Hollywood. In Jersey, I can't imagine that. So what are they like?
It kind of is, bro.
What are they like?
What Jersey like? You've got kind of two different. You've got like normal people in Jersey, and then you do have these people that are just incredibly like. Quite often, I don't know, if you're out in a bar in Jersey or like a club, there'll be like sectioned off bits with people, you know, like VIP
really?
Sections. And like, just, you meet some assholes in Jersey. Like,
really?
Like it's just because it's just kind of privileged people, you know? Like, the ones that are like that, they're just like rich and really privileged. Yeah. And
obnoxious about it.
Yes. So you do have a sort of, a nice mix of those. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so interesting. I watched that show and I was there like, I can't, this is insane. And just like the kids are kind of the same, and it's just they're like, yeah, oh mate.
I need to check this out. I'm actually quite intrigued to see like where Chris is from. Chris's roots, you know.
No, that's
no, it's okay, Chris.
Yeah. We understand. See these are
my
your
parents
people.
On season 3, so just keep
Oh my god. No, guys, here today we've got the Dixons. You walk in, all you can hear is a fucking chihuahua barking. Chris, shut the fuck up recording.
We don't have a
I want to see all this.
You've got a cat though.
Yeah, but my parents hated cats, so we didn't have a cat. We used to have a corn snake. It grew over
already.
6 feet long. So we had the
snake
for...
You had a snake that was over 6 feet long chilling in your gaff?
We had a snake for 10 years and it was
a corn
snake.
I had a hamster, by the way.
All right. And then it grew to over 6 feet long. And this was like, you know, the family pet. We were emotionally attached to it. And then one day it died. And it was there, like, in the cage, and we were like, oh, like, we had hamsters too, so we buried a few hamsters in the garden and stuff. We're like, we don't really got enough space for it. And then one day, I just saw my dad walking out with a bin bag to the bin with something in it, And it turns out he'd just taken this 6-foot snake, no burial or anything, had been in the family for 10 years and just dropped it in the bin. What? It's like, that's outrageous, isn't it?
Good man. Good man.
Done the world a favour then.
Set a lighter and just burns it as well.
I was about to say that would have been epic.
But yeah, how sad is that? You know, you have a family, whatever it is, a family cat for 10 years, straight in the bin.
Did the snake die or did he kill the snake?
No, he didn't kill the snake.
He didn't kill the snake.
No, the snake just died. The snake just died of natural causes. It had a long, happy life.
Your dad so wanted rid of that fucking snake.
Although, to be fair, he was feeding, we used to feed it with mice, and like you'd feed it with dead mice, but you'd like sort of shake them.
Yo, New Jersey does it well, different.
You play a game with it.
Yeah, yeah, to like keep it interested, you know? And one time it missed the snake, got my dad's hand instead, and he's like, but like, yeah.
Oh so my God.
Maybe there was some beef there that never been resolved until he chucked in a bin.
Every time he sees it, it's like, I'm going to fucking...
One day you're getting put in a bin bag,
I'll
son.
I'll spark you out constantly.
I was actually going to say, I don't know where this topic came into my head, but moving on to the fortress in Jersey, because that was fairly close to where I used to live. And
just so people know, this is your football ground.
Yeah, sorry. The football ground that... I used to film all my videos on and still will in the future. It's just COVID makes it very difficult. Well. Capacity, you're plus 30 plus some days.
We were doing numbers at the fortress.
Yeah. 30 plus if you include the dogs as well. Yeah. It was big. But yeah, that was always like the pitch that I played on as a kid. So for a while, we used to have loads of kids going there to the restaurant. Not the restaurant, sorry, the cafe. So basically, there was the stand that you could watch the games from. No one ever used to.
Boxes.
The VIP boxes. And you could get burgers, you know, just like the Emirates. So like...
Definitely louder than the Emirates.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Probably is, actually. we'd have... a cafe up there, so like it was class because you just go and get like burgers at half time and things.
Outrageous prices of that, £10 a pint.
Yeah, something like that. That's Jersey though, isn't it? Yeah. So we'd have loads of kids going to this cafe and being like, "Chris MD films on here. Do you know about him? Do you know like where he lives and stuff like this?" And like after a while, the guy that ran the cafe was like, "Is there anything we can put up there to like sort of?" Just say a bit about you or something, because I'm getting so many kids coming here.
Really?
Like, the people just come on holiday to Jersey and just go to the pitch and like go to the cafe and be like, does Chris live around here and stuff?
Uh-huh.
And so one of the Wembley Cup games, I think it was the 2017 one, it's like the shirt wasn't that nice. And I was like, you know what? It'd be really cool to just have like a Chris MD shirt just like subtly up in the corner. And we had like a thing just like saying below it, you know, just like this was from a Wembley Cup match, Steven Gerrard played. And the football pitch here is like where Chris MD films his videos.
Oh, mate, that's like being a local fucking hero.
That's different.
But the problem is the ownership of that place has just changed, and so now I'm just imagining this like this woman who's taken it over just looking at the shirt being like, who the fuck thinks that this guy like owns the place, like what the hell. So I reckon she's just taken it and just chucked it in the bin, because like, she must have done something
have
with
you
it.
Been wait is it not
I,
there
I haven't been there, but I can't imagine it stays up, you know.
No, if but anyone it's in Jersey, history, man. It's
bro if
history.
Anyone in Jersey, can you please go and see if Chris MD's jersey is still on the wall,
and if not, vandalize. No, don't.
No.
What?
No. Just kick the shit out.
That's such a... But it's true, though. Like, I can't believe that people would go over there and... Well, I suppose, you know, if I was a young lad and you were going to Jersey...
Football videos were popping.
They
were. Like, it was... Yeah, it quite often as well. And, like, it did get quite difficult because people, like, you could basically quite easily work out where I lived, and it was... We get quite a lot of people.
Did you get people coming going to your gaff?
Yeah, like a lot.
Really?
And it was, my parents were teachers as well, so like they couldn't really just be like, fuck off, slam the door in some kid's face. They might be like, Mr. Dixon, slam. but like, it was quite difficult for a while, but after that, it was, you know, moving to London. It's A-okay.
Yeah, for now. But you do actually, you went and bought a place up in the Lake District.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And yeah, that's really nice. It's just like a little retreat, going up to the lakes. We've always gone there for... Hopefully, we got a boys' trip going.
Yeah,
I think a boys' and girls' trip. They're going to go and stay in the flat, and we're going to go camping, which will be way more fun.
I like the idea of just the boys.
I'm scared, though, because like...
Wait, are you a camper?
Yeah, I am. But you know, the in-betweeners camping trip, like I feel like it's just going to be like that.
It's going to be... I hope it's going to be a shit show.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
We'll end up sleeping on the
side. You've just got to choose the right day, because like if you got camping in the rain is the worst thing in the world, you know.
Oh yeah,
it adds an element of excitement. Stuff.
I've been camping a few times back in the day, and whenever it would rain, even if you set up your tent pretty well, like unless it's like super expensive, it does normally seep in.
Really?
And you
used to go camping with your uncle.
Oh no, but That's so crazy you said that, because that's exactly who I used to be. Really? Yeah, 100%.
And your uncle, moved nuts,
and the stories are all true.
Really?
Yeah, what? Yeah. You what? Always have a good time camping with your uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, oh. Marshall.
You had a lot
stories.
Of pleasure. Pleasure. Well, you were going camping with your uncle.
Are you bringing the same tent with the stains on the wall, or is it different? Oh,
what? Rain don't stain, fella. But anyway, yeah, you'd have a great time.
Unless
Yeah. No, well, I mean, you've told me a lot of really good stories about your uncle.
100%. 10 years old, I was getting absolutely hammered on the beer.
On the beer? Yeah, yeah, good, man. No problem. I know what you're like.
That's not legal, by the way, so that was a joke.
Well, on the beer? No, of course you were never getting hammered
on
the beer.
If you can...
It was a dream, brother.
It was a dream.
If someone can make a TikTok of that and just stop it.
BTS Alex will be right on that. Uncle will be messaging me like, hey, what the fuck are you saying, you little shit? Nothing, Chief.
But honestly, like going for a little walk up the kind of mountain. Well, they are mountains.
Where's
like,
your uncle?
Going up for a little walk and then like having a meal at the end, you know, nice. Like going to like a pub or something.
Yeah.
But I guess if we'd be camping, we'd just, you know, go. But honestly,
that sounds
good.
Very nice. No,
in
I
the
am
summer,
looking
it's sick because you can like swim in the pools and stuff, go like up a little stream and stuff.
It's very picturesque up there as well.
It is really, really nice, yeah.
I could love do it. With a new Instagram pic. My last one was Volleyball. How long ago was that?
Yeah, that was too long. You need something hot and fresh. Anyway, speaking of hot and fresh, guys, we have a brand new segment of the podcast, and it is called...
I thought you were going to announce the Fella's Bakery. Hot and fresh?
Well, I would be so down for a bakery. That would be such... That would get so many more people on your podcast, you know?
What if we just had a bakery?
Just like whacked out some cinnamon buns.
We do need new set ideas for the Fella's Season 2, so... You've got anything going about right now?
Well, we don't. So here we go. Okay. Right. We have got a part to this podcast that we've recently started. It's called Fact or Cap.
And it's fantastic, by the way.
Okay. So, okay.
And cap means a lie.
Yeah. You have to say, is this thing
true
or
lie?
True or false?
Understood. Okay. McDonald's once made bubblegum that was flavored broccoli. Fact or cap?
I'd say cap. I think that's outrageous.
I would also say cap.
I think broccoli's too far.
There's no way. Like, look, McDonald's, right? Look at the food they make. They wouldn't even sell.
They wouldn't go.
They wouldn't sell anything remotely close to like carrot sticks.
If you want to get anything healthy, you go down to like size. You have to click at like extras, there's no way. There's no way.
I'm with Chris on that. That's cap. It's got to be cap.
Okay. Well, that is in fact a fact. They did make. Broccoli flavored bubblegum at one point.
Surely that's like to get past the quota of a certain amount of healthy things on their menu, and
like the government has come to say too much sugar in this shit, and they've gone, oh, that's no problem. Yeah. We got broccoli flavored gum, by the way.
Okay, here we go. So,
right for Brits, you know.
Here we go. Tortoise shells are in fact bulletproof. Now, there's a little star next to this because it says armadillo shells are, but not the tortoise shells.
Carl just read the answer out.
Okay, right. Can I just explain something? Yeah. BTS Alex, with his absolute monster mind, has gone and put a star next to it. As like, who puts a star next to it and then just puts a star underneath it and says this? Like, armadillo shells are. So armadillo shells are actually bulletproof. So that's
I was
cool.
going to say they were bulletproof.
Who's tried that?
Yeah. Who's gone and taken a gun to the shell and gone,
I like that.
I need to figure something
that's
out.
That's critical thinking right there.
You hope that they've waited for the animal to die peacefully after a happy life.
Or maybe they just took the shell off. Maybe they just took the shell off.
Probably in the entertainment industry, you don't wait for those types of things.
It definitely happened in Florida. Definitely.
Florida man shoots fucking tortoises.
Totally legal.
Yeah. Some in the head.
You can actually, provide free tortoises with the guns when you buy them.
All right, well, that one was a waste of time.
Yeah.
Okay, right, no, that's good because you've done this in a completely different format to the last one, so sound for that. Here we go. A cross between a cow and a bison is called a beefalo.
It's got to be cap. It's got to be cap because that sounds like a Five Guys new burger.
A beefalo.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, you know what? I'd fucking try a beefalo.
Well, you probably could because it is, in fact, a fact.
What?
There you go.
This ain't going very well.
Yeah, a beefalo. That's quite good. All right, here we go. Chicago is named the Windy City because of its windy weather from being so close to the river. True or false?
These are... I mean, this is... This is some content, right?
Yeah, I mean, look. Unfortunately, we have to deal with BTS Alex here.
No,
he loves a phone.
Wait, say that one more time.
Mate, it's Chicago is named the Windy City because of its windy weather from being so close to the river.
Jesus, what about London then? Got river going through the whole thing. We're not the Windy City.
Right then, so
I swear
is it
something's called the Windy City.
I would say that is cap.
But I swear some place is called the Windy City. Do you know where that is? If it's not, it could be.
You are asking a man that only just figured out that Australia did have a smaller surface area than the moon last time.
Yes.
Know my geography, Chris. So do not ask me about cities or countries or just anything like to do with the world.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
I actually don't know how big the moon is.
Well, the way he phrased
Earth.
It, fella, was very...
How big is the
moon
in relation
to
the Earth?
This man had me on strings.
A fourth.
He phrased it like...
Really? Well, that's actually bigger than I thought.
It was very well done from Kyle, trust me.
Yeah.
I did.
And he always gives you these weird eyes like...
Shall we skip the Chicago one? Because honestly, that was one of the worst
things. Well, I said cap, but you said true.
I think it's true.
Okay, well, it is cap, actually. Mega cap. Here we go. This is a good one. Firefighters have a way to make water wetter.
I've done some crazy shit in my time, so I'm going to say that's true.
You think that firefighters can make water wetter?
You ain't seen the shit I've done in a bath. It's true.
What are you alluding to,
mate?
What is going on?
Guys. Kids watching.
I think that's cap.
You would say that's cap. I'm sorry. And you're saying that's true, Chip.
Stop with the laugh as you say that.
No,
you
just,
Stop making noises like that.
Let me reread it out. So just so you fully understand what I'm saying.
You just
said,
you don't know what I used to do in the bath. And
exactly.
People laughing.
The water gets wetter.
Firefighters have a way to make water wetter. Yes, Chip? True.
It sounds like such shit that it's one of those where you say cap and then you go, it's true. But if
I say- Do you know what? I think it's true.
That's what I mean. Cap always brings up these stupid ones.
Because it would help if it was possible, you know? So
you think water can be wetter?
I don't think wetter, but I think...
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying firefighters have a way to make water wetter.
I think... But it depends what you mean. Like, if you mean wetter by, like...
wetter.
You know, yeah, but if it could, like, cool fires quicker, you know, and it doesn't evaporate
quicker. No, it's wetter.
Wetter. Okay, no, I don't know. That's a cap.
I'll give you money.
Here we go. What do you want? Quickly, true or false?
Chris, what did you go with?
He went with cap.
Oh, I'd rather look like an idiot with him. Cap.
Cap. It is in fact true.
Oh, Chris, I said, and your stupidity
has rubbed off on me.
I know what you mean now.
He told you
he does this. Yeah,
okay, let me give you guys some reasoning.
You think they can make water wetter?
Yeah, you're making it worse, man. You're making us change our answers.
Okay, here. The reason why it's true is they use something called a wetting agent.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. And last but not least, the CIA headquarters has its own Starbucks.
True.
Yeah. Fact.
Yeah.
That is in fact fact. They got their own Starbucks.
Mate, they've got Starbucks in schools in America, so I'm really not surprised.
Really?
Yeah. They got. I think I saw a TikTok where they're walking around a school cafeteria. You got Subway, KFC.
That's outrageous.
I think it was like
we weren't allowed chips at our school.
Yeah, no, we had Dolphin Diner, mate.
Zero chips.
I used to have beans and rice for dinner.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with beans and rice. Quite like beans.
No, I had braces. Everything else used to get stuck in there. So I was like, I got to a dinner lady. Like, she was like, what you got? And I was like, beans and rice.
Mate, your parents had you. You didn't have to eat beans and rice, and that was it.
Bella, I was spending the rest of the money at Home Bargains getting fucking stocking to sell and flip. Yeah, I was a mogul, property mogul. Yeah, you're out here making videos at the fortress. I was out here flipping cans of Fanta.
All right, here we go. Now moving on, we've done factor cap. We're moving on to relationship advice. As you know, this is how we usually wind down the podcast.
We've ruined a lot of relationships here, Chris. So you want to go ahead
now,
and
Chris, how long have you been with Shannon for?
I've been with Shannon for four and a half years.
Can we get a round of applause, please? That is fantastic.
Thank you.
I will tell you that people do tend to move to London and the relationship goes to absolute shit. So I hope that you guys have got the bond that you need.
Well, let's hope. Yeah.
Let's hope. Well, anyways, we have got a fella here. Everything's anonymous. So if you would like to just give him a name.
Okay. Let's call him David.
David. Okay. David says, hi lads, I need some advice. I've got reliable information that my ex is being cheated on by her current partner. okay? Me and her don't really talk anymore, but left everything on good terms. I don't want to tell her and make it seem like I'm a jealous ex, but I don't hate the girl and feel like she deserves the respect of being told. What do you do? This is an interesting one, actually.
I believe that to our guest here, Chris MD. Yeah. The big
what would
MD.
You do?
I would tell her because I think if... I mean, you've got to be certain, yes. I would say. You've got to be certain.
Yeah,
I don't
you
think
do.
You can have, like... Yes, there's reliable information, but I would be certain to go and say. But I think go for it because...
You
I
need
think,
a good sauce.
Yeah, and I think people that cheat on other people without telling... Like, it's just shit,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
It's
so they
be
deserve
done.
It.
So... I agree with that. One first thing is you have to make sure that you are 100% spot on, because let me tell you, if you end up being wrong, you are the biggest mug going. Yeah? Yes,
I'll be very embarrassing.
And not only that, but when you send a message like, "Hey, no, we don't chat anymore, but just wanted to give you a heads up. Saw this. Hope you're doing well," and then just leave it at that.
What are you up at 2 at the weekend like?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, your boyfriend's cheating on you, and I'm free this weekend if you want to go for a drink. Yeah.
You have to make sure that it doesn't sound like that at all. Or...
Exactly.
That's dreadful.
For sure. Okay, now we've got a Felita. What would you like to call her?
Let's go with Sarah.
Sarah. Okay, I love it. This is why Chris is great. It's just original names and stuff. Here we go. I've recently started a friends with benefits with a guy I've become pretty close with. However, seems as though what we have going on is leaning a bit more towards a relationship, with us chatting about doing things other than hooking up and even going camping together. Kind of like us, guys.
Oh, that's
nice. Kind of like us.
Yeah, okay.
I really enjoy being friends with him and hooking up, but I'm not sure if a relationship is what I want. Any advice? So she feels that things are just leaning a bit more on the relationship side, and she needs to wheel that back in to make sure it doesn't go too far.
Why? She don't want that?
No, she doesn't. That's what she said. She said, I'm not sure I want a relationship.
I always found that a bit... I always found people that just had, friends with benefits just a bit weird. Because it's like, unless you're... If you're actually going out and trying to find someone that you actually want to spend time with, then fair enough. But if you're just wasting your life with someone that you know you don't want to spend time with, it's
that's
like...
That's strange.
You can get both, you know? Like, that's not... You've done something seriously wrong here. So I've never really understood it unless you're just like... You know, it's just like a period of time where you're like, I don't want a relationship.
Some people just love to go out and like sleep with other people, right? Yeah. They love to have the opportunity to be like, I can go and sleep with you, or I can go to a festival and get done up in some tent.
Yeah, it's true.
Some people love that freedom,
the
right?
Options.
So I guess that's why options, yeah. So I guess that is why that is still a thing.
Listen, all right, Sarah. So, I mean, what I would personally say is, first of all, don't go camping together, because that's a relationship style move. And and you literally
big
go,
time.
I would literally reply if he's there like, "Ooh, let's go camping" or whatever. You reply with, "Nah, I want to keep this what it is right now. Hope you understand." And really just lay it out to him straight up.
Like, honestly, just telling people what the situation is in a relationship is just like
true.
So many people you just see just wasting their lives being like, "Oh, what is she thinking? What's
never communicate, right?
Just tell them." It's like, just enjoy your life 100%. And don't spend your time just guessing what people are thinking.
100%.
You know?
Also,
silly.
Like watching a man set up a tent on his own.
Gonna Again,
that's gonna give it. That's gonna make a feel.
References to you and your uncle's trips here.
I will not speak no
it's
more.
It's like, you know, what's the name of that show? Don't. Gavin and Stacey, where they always talk about the fishing trip. Anyone watch that?
I've only seen a few episodes of that.
It's unbelievable.
I'm a bit too young for that fella, but yeah.
All right, here we go. So this next one is a fella. Name?
Go on, mix it up. Give me something exotic.
Yeah, give me something out. Yeah.
Benedict.
Oh, I
like
Dr. Strange. I've just spat everywhere, but yeah. I like that. Hey, boys, love the pod. The perfect duo, honestly, but I have a dilemma here. It's almost like he's moving to us, to be honest. So I've been dating my bird for about eight months now, and, well, the porking comes with it. Everything is good and all.
Hope so. You really would hope so.
But here's the kicker. Here's the kicker.
The phrase porking is one of the
phenomenal
best in the human language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it comes from the
everyone loves a porking.
It's trademarks as well.
No. Benedict has got a big problem here, guys.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, yeah, go on.
Yes, obviously.
It's me and Chris waffling shit.
Sorry, yeah.
Benedict's got a big problem. He says, you know, the porking is fine. Right? He says, but the head game is terrible.
Oh, no.
He says, sometimes it's more painful than pleasurable.
What?
Oh, she's doing
what
a teeth.
Is
the teeth are getting all up in that. But he said, my question for you love gurus, I wouldn't quite give us that title, but regardless, we're here to help you, is how do I relay the message of I step that throat game up?
step that throat game up.
So he said, without sounding like a complete dick. Appreciate what you guys do. Love.
That's a tough one, really. Tough conversation to have, because there's no way that you can't get offended.
Girl, the neck is not the gnarliest.
girl, that throat game is not goated.
That throat game not busting, baby.
Yeah, bro. Again, it's what Chris said earlier. I think, on a serious note, right, when she's going down to, so first of all, you got to be like, right, okay, this shit's about to go down. So when she starts doing it, just let her know. Say, yeah, just tell her less teeth.
Yeah. It's got to be the right time to talk to her about it, because, but again, like, there's no future in this relationship, really. If it doesn't, like, if it continues like
bro,
that.
Bro, if the throw game ain't good, then it's done for. But I agree with you.
Generally, with things like that, you have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or it will stay like that forever.
Because put it this way, lad. If put yourself in her shoes. Let's say you're going down and you're a yam in the fish market, right?
Okay.
And so, he's going down on the fish.
Hooker's batters.
That's disgusting. and you're doing it all wrong, right? You would prefer to know, of course.
Yes.
Instead of her messaging into the fellas.
Podcast and being like, by the way,
he's so bad at yamming up my fish market, right? So
what, Billingsgate?
The Billingsgate market, the 4 a.m.
special. 4 a.m. Oh shit.
So yeah, look, man. Honestly, she's about to go down. Let her make the mistake one or two times, and then just tell her really nicely, like, no more teeth, no more teeth, right? Or you just gotta say, I'm gonna need to see more. It might not even be a teeth problem. Maybe you just say, like, I need to see more enthusiasm, and like almost like a coach before a football game. I'm trying to see tenacity.
Yeah,
I want to see. Yeah. First challenge is everything. So when you get in there, you get stuck in. Yeah, and don't look back. Yeah.
Or you just wait until she bites your penis off, and then problem solved. Never again.
Oh, that's true.
Such
actually,
such an inconvenience though, having no penis.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm interested to know what happens when people, you know, like Reek in Game of Thrones when he has no penis. It's just
don't want to know. Touch wood that we all keep our penises.
Yeah. Hopefully the boys can hold on to their pieces.
Yes.
Yeah. Alex actually has a story about the time he snapped his banjo string, but we'll get into that another time. All right, guys, here we go. And this fella's name is
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo. Oh, this actually might work quite well with this story.
I like that
because he said, looking for some advice from the most top-notch porkers in the game. I have just received a scholarship for my athletic capabilities in the US. Congratulations, fella. And it's been getting through to me as well as the girl. Oh, okay. So it's been going around the circle and the girls have found out about his athletic.
I'm going to piss myself, but keep going.
Yeah. After this one, lad. This really fit girl that is really interested in me and I really like her has found out. We started to pork and all sorts until the question came up about us, you know, being together. The what are we question, right? She didn't want to just keep porking and wanted a relationship and didn't want me to leave. I really like her, but have trouble saying goodbye to my dreams and aspirations. This has been bad on me and has been influencing my athletic performances in a negative way. I don't know what to do and would really like your help.
Easy one, Miss Chris.
I mean, there's that thing about not having sex before you have like a big performance, isn't there?
Yes.
And you know,
I heard that's waffle though.
Yeah, and the Sidemen match in 2017 is proof of that.
What was the score?
Lord of mercy.
No, I can't remember. But like, I've heard that's waffle as well. But like, I swear people do actually say that that's a thing.
It actually is. But this guy, she's essentially hitting him with the what are we? He knows that he's like, he wants to go and chase his athletic dreams, but also he actually really likes his chick. He's got a dilemma on his hands, Chris. How does he solve it?
Chip, over to you.
He bends her off.
Yes.
Basically, facts. Career comes first, boy. You are a young man. You probably you need to, if it's an athletic career that you're trying to pursue, you need to make sure that you focus those right years on it.
Yeah.
You can't get to 28 and then be like, oh, I want to pursue it again, because you're done then.
That's
you're
true.
Washed up. You need to do it when you're like that prime age and go for it.
And literally tell her straight up, say, I really like you. Just explain the entire situation and be like, but at my age right now, I've got to go and pursue my career. Because I promise you, lad, the statistically as well, the chances of you being with that girl in 5 years if you kept going with the relationship is actually very low. So to be honest, mate, sack her off, go to college, do your scholarship, whatever it is. You'll probably pork a bunch of birds when you're out there anyways, and who knows, maybe after the 5 years or whatever it is that you're at college for and you still go, damn, I missed that one chick, and guess what, she's single or whatever, then go and hit her up again. But right now, bro,
if it was that special, then you know she might be free in 5 years.
She'll be waiting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then
if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah, if she's married, you know, it's still not out the question. You know, you can give it a go.
Nowadays, you're one Instagram DM away, really.
Well, to be fair, what's the percentage these days?
Maybe we'll all turn up to the divorce. Fucking wedding together.
It is like marriages. 50, right? Yeah, it's 50. Well, it's 50%. Around there for chances of you divorcing someone that you marry. But me and Chip did want to bring up like a potential stat here is how many of those marriages happened before the age of 25. Because yeah. I imagine if you get married before the age of 25, the chances are probably way less, or probably like 20% that you're going to stay married to them. But
yeah, definitely, definitely.
Well, all that wonderful relationship advice. I'm sure, Chris, you have healed a lot of relationships, helped a lot of people in the right direction. So God bless you. Yeah. And not only that, but we have actually had to wrap this up because we are bursting to not only get to the toilet, but also to go back. I think we've got Portugal, Hungary on tonight. And then not only that, but maybe one of the biggest fixtures we might see all Euros, which is in fact Germany versus France.
Actually, Portugal Hungary was 3-3 in the last Euros, I think.
Wait, really?
World Cup. It was 3-3 because Ronaldo scored two, had to bring it back. So big game.
Yes.
But now they've got Prime Bruno.
What, sorry?
Now they've got Prime Bruno.
Yeah.
Guys, I want quick predictions. Just scores France, Germany. Quick.
France, Germany. I will go 2-0 France.
2-0 France. What are you going?
1-0 Germany.
I'm going to go 2-1 France.
And Havertz or Werner to score?
Neither. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Again, much love to Chris for coming on and waffling absolute bollocks with us.
Yep.
Fantastic. And if you guys haven't already, then go ahead and watch us on Spotify. Even if you watch us on YouTube, go over to Spotify, hit follow. Same with our Apple Music. Go ahead and check that out. And then not only that, but if you'd like to leave a comment just about something, because we'd like to read the comments, so just comment, bro. Just even if it's a...
Yeah.
Yo. Then we take a yo.
Yeah, I'll take a yo.
And always, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, notification bell, so you can stay tuned in for everything. And we have our TikTok as well, linked down below, our Instagram, which is so juicy. Anyways, have a fantastic day, and we'll see you guys in a little bit.
Boom. Peace. Goodbye.
Bye.